Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
An Ahmadinejad sweeping victory. Last night, the Interior Ministry finally released a breakdown of the vote. Those who've been saying it was rigged will be doing some serious number crunching today to see if they can find any proof.
The latest government moves comes amid growing protests over the re-election of President Ahmadinejad. Yesterday, hundreds of thousands of supporters of candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi turned out to demonstrate. After a peaceful start, there was violence. State media reports say 7 people were killed. Today, another major protest is planned. This woman says momentum is building.
Everybody I know is going. People who are so conservative, who've never sort of talked about expressing their opinions in public, they say, oh, I'm coming. So it's amazing. It's just... people want to be part of history.
Reporter George McLeod says the authorities are prepared.
There were groups of riot police on the ground. There were cement barricades. There were trucks there bringing police.
And he says there's the potential for trouble.
There's expected to be a pro-Ahmadinejad rally essentially in the same area.
Now the authorities have tightened control over journalists with reports of arrests, signal jamming, and intimidation. Protesters have been using Twitter to coordinate their movements. Let's go live to the White House and CBS's Peter Mayer. Peter, how's the administration handling developments in Iran?
Well, Nick, President Obama has had a measured reaction, saying the voices of Iranian voters should be heard and respected, but he does not want the U.S. to become a handy political football. Senator Richard Lugar, top Republican on the Foreign Relations Committee, supports a cautious approach.
For us to become heavily involved in the election at this point is to give the clergy an opportunity to have an enemy and to use us, really, to retain their power.
On the CBS News Early Show, Lugar noted the clerics ultimately run Iran, making the election interesting but not decisive, Nick.
A court appearance is set this morning for the first prisoner from Guantanamo transferred to the U.S., Ahmed Khalfan Ghalani, is accused of conspiring with Osama bin Laden and other al-Qaeda members to kill Americans, and with the deaths of 224 people and two 1998 U.S. embassy bombings in Africa. Now, the man who claims he masterminded the 9/11 attacks is raising new questions about the reliability of information obtained through torture. We're live with CBS News reporter Vicky Barker.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was repeatedly waterboarded while in CIA detention. Now he says he told numerous lies to make it stop. Attorney Ben Wisner of the ACLU.
This underscores what we've known for a long time, that the techniques that were used by the CIA were designed to elicit false confessions. Not real, genuine information.
It is not clear whether Mohammed has withdrawn his claim of masterminding 9/11, but the Los Angeles Times says his accusations cast new doubts about interrogation techniques human rights lawyers call torture. Nick?
The VA is under fire again over allegations of poor treatment of patients at its hospitals. CBS's Bob Fuss says the newest charges center on an often-used cancer screening procedure.
A House hearing this morning will be told the problem of equipment for colonoscopies at veterans' hospitals not being properly cleaned and sterilized is even more widespread. Thousands of vets were warned about the problem, and some have tested positive for bloodborne illnesses, including hepatitis and HIV. A number of other clinics were spot-checked last month, and even after the recent scandal, fewer than half were using proper procedures.
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A tornado spared the town of Elizabeth yesterday. Fire Chief T.J. Steck says it did blow through a housing subdivision.
There were a number of homes in the subdivision that were virtually untouched. Some of them were damaged, some of them were not. But based on the size of this tornado and the debris that was coming up, it was really pretty amazing that nobody was injured and none of the homes were severely damaged.
A barn was also flattened and an airplane hangar damaged. Elbert County was under a tornado warning much of yesterday afternoon. Governor Ritter and other western governors wrapping up their meetings in Park City, Utah. The governor signed an agreement to protect important wildlife habitat in the West during energy development. In a separate resolution, they called on the government to invest 10 tens of billions of dollars for research and application of clean energy technology. And grocery workers just said no. Denver area King Soopers workers have rejected the supermarket's latest five-year offer, although they did vote for a return to bargaining. Union members in Boulder, Colorado Springs, and Longmont will cast ballots on the contract today. Sports, Rockies go for that franchise record 12th victory in a row tonight. They take on the Tampa Bay Rays at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a pretty good start to this morning's commute. There's no crash.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, Season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers, or network bosses, didn't want to change a thing.
Microsoft is renaming and relaunching its web search engine. Bing.com promises simpler searches and more detailed results by having a better understanding of your search requirements and by compiling additional information relating to your search. In the U.S. alone, Google currently has more than 64% of the search market, Yahoo 20%, but as Bing.com grows in the coming weeks and months, this could all change.
Reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet. After a huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26 television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
Looking for a place for me and Stacy to go and hang out and just kind of get away from the kids, get away from everything, and just have a day by ourselves. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years since we married. Stacy, if you're listening, I love you. Thank you for putting up with me for this long. But so we're looking at, you know, I don't know. I was looking at the Broadmoor, called down there, kind of checked their rates. I know it's a five-star resort, but, man, the price is down there. Jeez. I mean, I was looking at that. I'm looking for at about $700 to go to the Broadmoor and get one of their nicer rooms and dinner at the Penrose Room, which I hear is absolutely phenomenal. I've not ever been to, I've played golf at the Broadmoor, but never stayed there. I'm also looking at the Stanley Hotel up in Estes Park, and I could get that done without the dinner for about half the cost, and I could get the ghost tour as well. So I'm thinking about maybe going up to the Stanley. It may not be as romantic a getaway, but what do you all think? 303-713-7600. Should I be going to the Stanley or the Broadmoor? Is there someplace else I'm overlooking? That's going to be kind of my side topic this morning. If you can help me out with my 10-year anniversary, that'd be awesome. And if you do participate in the show today, your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival at Dick's Sporting Goods Field. This is a pair of tickets for Sunday, July 19th. That show featuring Widespread Panic, The Fray, 303, Thievery Corporation, Government Mule. Should be a really hot show. So all you got to do to get in the hopper for that one is call me and get on the show. You have to participate in the show to get into the contest. And, again, that's a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival for Sunday. So hope you want to get involved in that. Again, what should I be doing? The Stanley, the Broadmoors, or someplace else I'm overlooking? I'm going to lead off with this story this morning. A few stories. I'm going to relate them together. This one, local. Former Colorado State Senate President Peter Groff paid his staff $30,000 in bonuses before he left office, according to records obtained by the AP, despite a statewide hiring freeze and a budget crisis that could mean furloughs for thousands of other workers. His successor as Senate President, Democrat Brandon Schaefer of Longmont, said he awarded a $5,000 bonus to one of his staffers. Both defended the bonus, saying their staffers were paid low wages and worked long hours. Records obtained by the AP on Monday through the state open records law show Groff gave 8 employees bonuses ranging from $5,500 to his chief of staff, who made $81,900 a year, to $1,500 to his secretary, who was paid $54,248 a year. I thought the staff deserved it, Groff said from his new post in Washington, where he's director of faith-based community initiatives for the education department. They did a great job getting us through a tough, difficult session. Schaefer said he paid a bonus to his assistant, who said only made $8,000 over the past 6 months and got no state benefits. Schaefer acknowledged it's a sensitive subject, but said he authorized the bonus because his assistant did a good job. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Josh Penry, a Republican from Grand Junction, paid no bonuses this year and returned $10,000 from his office budget to the state treasury. There are a lot of great workers who are not getting bonuses this year, Penry said. These aren't huge sums of money, but symbolism matters. Government shouldn't be sacrificing, or government should be sacrificing like everybody else. Meanwhile, state workers could be furloughed for at least 4 days in the upcoming months to help balance the state budget. State records show that in the 2007-2008 fiscal year, which ended last June, Senate Republicans gave out $37,000 in bonuses, Democrats $26,250. Totals for the current fiscal year won't be available until after this month. So that's going on locally. Meanwhile, Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin, sold more than $115,000 worth of stocks and mutual fund shares as U.S. stock markets plummeted last September, using much of the money to invest in Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, Inc. The Illinois Senator's 2008 financial disclosure statement shows he sold mutual fund shares worth $42,000 on September 19th, the day after then-Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke urged congressional leaders in a closed meeting to craft legislation to help financially troubled banks. The same day, he bought over $43,000 worth of Berkshire Hathaway's Class B stock. That's what the disclosure shows. Altogether, Durbin sold investments worth $116,000 in September. By October 2nd, he had invested over $98,000 in Omaha, Nebraska-based Berkshire Hathaway, the form shows. Durbin was doing what a lot of other people were doing, taking a look at their savings and seeing it start to tank and trying to preserve some level of wealth by getting out of the market, said his spokesman Joe Schumacher. Schumacher said Durbin didn't capitalize on anything Paulson and Bernanke told congressional leaders at the September 18th meeting. Whatever information Paulson gave lawmakers wasn't secret or classified and was disclosed publicly the next day. Seems fishy to me. Is that insider trading? 303-713-7600. And this came out yesterday in the Denver Post. Westerners unhappy with government. Here's going to be my question. I kind of want to gauge your trust in government after reading these two stories. You know, Durbin and Groff, both Democrats. Are you unhappy with government? According to this story, Denver Post, Westerners are more dissatisfied with the federal government than folks in other regions, but they still give President Barack Obama high marks. 1 in 4 fear they may lose their jobs, yet call for more oil and gas drilling are less popular in the West than in any other region. Those findings by pollster Frank Luntz were presented Sunday at the Western Governors Association Conference. Westerners are also looking for solutions and accountability. The polling done in the past few months found 44% of Westerners unhappy with the federal government, followed by the South with 37%, the Midwest at 34%, and the Northeast at 32%. Still more than 60%, however, of those polled approved of the job Barack Obama has done. The economy was identified as the number one problem by 55% and immigration by 8%. So that poll shows that only 44% are satisfied with government. How about you? If you take a scale of 1 to 10, what is your trust in government? 10 being you trust them the most. I think I kind of fall in about the 3 to 4 range. And I've become very cynical over the last few years working at this station. I'm sure you can assume that. But basically, I think a politician is a politician. And for the most part, I don't trust them. There is one politician in the state, or actually a couple of them, that I think really have high marks and high credibility. Congressman Ed Perlmutter and Congresswoman Diana DeGette. I think they are fabulous. I'd want to sit back and have a beer and hang out with them. I like them. I'm not so happy with Governor Ritter. Not so happy with Mark Udall or Senator Bennett. What do you think? How's your trust in government on a scale of 1 to 10? I landed about a 3, so let's go ahead and open up the phones. 303-713-7600. Again, if you get participate in the show, your name will go into a hat. We'll draw at the end of the show, and if your name's picked, you will get a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival for the Sunday night show. All right, so let's go to the phones. Let's go to Blaze in Aurora. Blaze, you're on AM760 with John Turk. Good morning.
Hey, Turkster, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, I got a suggestion for your anniversary.
Yeah, man, what is it?
It's nearby, so if the kids have a problem, you're not real far away. It's not real expensive, and it's beautiful. It's called the Queen Anne Bed and Breakfast, right downtown Denver.
The Queen Anne in downtown Denver.
They have all kinds of theme rooms. They have a hot tub room on the roof. You can get a hot tub room up on the roof. Just all kinds of rooms to check out, and just beautiful service. Great people down there. Never have had a bad stay. The wife and I use it all the time because my parents are here, and I have to stay close to them. So, yeah, we use it all the time. It's a great little getaway. Very inexpensive.
Very inexpensive. So where's it at around downtown?
I don't really know the address. Let me see if I can find one of their cups.
I could probably look it up online, but it's...
I got it right here. I got a phone number for you anyway.
All right. What is it?
303.
Yeah.
296.
Okay.
6666.
Wow. Satan's Dungeon.
Sorry about that.
I've heard about it. So I will look into that. You know, I don't know. I was kind of leaning towards a Broadmoor, but, man, it's pricey down there.
Pricey, man. Yeah, that's...
But it's the 10-year anniversary. Should I sack up for the 10-year and just make it happen?
You know, that's a...
I don't even have a gift for it yet. And that's another thing I was going to ask you guys. What do I do for my wife for the 10-year? I think it's the diamond anniversary. I'm not sure. Each year has a different meaning.
Well, diamonds always work no matter what you...
Yeah, I know. My wife isn't a huge jewelry junkie, though.
Well... You know, you're kind of on your own there, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, check out the Queen
I will Anne. Be Googling that here after I get off work and calling down there and checking some rates.
You bet.
Hey, Blaze, thanks a lot, man. Your name's in the running for a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival, all right?
Oh, hey, and real quick.
Yes, sir.
Trusting my government.
Yeah, well, I want to know, where do you land?
I'm about a one.
Really? You're extremely cynical, aren't you?
You know, things
Why?
Are bad. Things are bad. Things have not gotten better. I don't see it getting any better.
What do you think about... former Colorado State Senator Peter Groff paying $30,000 in bonuses this year. Meanwhile, they're asking for state employees to take furlough.
Well, I just think it's more of the same. You know, I see the people grabbing money, the middle class, if you want to call us the middle class. We're just getting...
squeezed. The middle class is disappearing.
I listened to your show yesterday, and the lady that's getting a vacation, but they can't pay her.
Isn't that ridiculous?
That sets a precedence, and that's pretty bad. You know?
It does. The workers getting screwed out there. Blaze, thanks for the number one on your scale of 1 to 10.
Right on, bro.
All right, man. Have a great day. All right. I'm going to step aside and take a quick break. Nicole, Bob, please hang on. We'll be right back here on AM 760. The phone number, 303-713-7600. I'm trying to gauge your trust in politics and politicians in general. This new poll says only 44%. Or it says 44% of Westerners are unhappy with government. Where do you land? 303-713-7600. Nicole, Bob, I'm coming to you next. First, Todd Parker with traffic.
Southbound I-25 already getting busy as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. Also seeing more cars on both 76 as well.
So, Dad, what do you want to do for Father's Day?
Run with dingoes.
Less dangerous.
Swim through the barrier reef.
Something that might require pants.
Fine. I'd like to go to Outback Steakhouse.
Sweet. They're open at 11 a.m. on Father's Day. Plus, they have a brand new menu and a special gift. $10 towards our next visit.
Cool. Then I want to go to Outback twice, and in between, I want to wrestle some sharks.
Let's go for lunch, and we'll play it by ear.
Sold.
Dine with us on Father's Day weekend and get a $10 certificate towards your next visit. While supplies last, we open at 11 a.m. on Father's Day. Live adventurous. Go Outback.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
If you're looking for a new or used Corvette or want to get the best parts and service and repairs for the Corvette you already own, you can trust Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com or PurefoyChevrolet.com. Any way you spell it, it's Purefoy Chevrolet.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining,
actress Demi Moore has reportedly offered Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle close to $50,000 to sing at her and Ashton Kutcher's fourth wedding anniversary later this year. A source close to the couple has revealed that they think that Susan is absolutely brilliant and that she would eat Ashton alive if she got her hands on him.
These days, everyone's out to beat the iPhone, and the folks at Palm are no different with the release of their new Palm Pre. Seen by many as the first serious challenger to the iPhone, the Pre boasts one of the best multi-touch screen experiences ever, a 3-megapixel camera, and a pretty slick new operating system. On the downside, you might find the slide-out keyboard just a little too small for your big fat iThumbs. Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active.
800-700-8550. Now you can learn languages the same way that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and thousands of schools have for years. And best of all, you can start for free. Experience the fastest way to learn a language guaranteed. Call now to get your free demo from Rosetta Stone and start learning any of 30 languages for free. Call 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
Six 21 in the morning. John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, the phone number. I'm asking you a couple different things here. Seriously, want to know where your rank is in trust of government. Have a couple stories out here. Former State Senator Peter Groff paid $30,000 to his staff in bonuses before he left office. And this is coming as there's a statewide hiring freeze and a budget crisis that could mean furloughs for tens of thousands of other workers. Also, Brandon Schaefer gave a $5,000 bonus to one of his staffers. Nationally, Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat, sold more than $115,000 worth of stocks and mutual fund shares right after he got some advice from Henry Paulson and Ben Bernanke. Looks like it might be insider trading. And then this poll comes out, Westerners unhappy with government. It says 44% of Westerners unhappy with the federal government. Where do you land in that? In a scale of 1 to 10, being you trust the government the most of 10, I say I'm about a 3 or a 4. Let's say 3.5. And again, if you get in on the show, 303-713-7600, your name goes into a hat. We'll pull at the end of the show, and you can win a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival for Sunday. Let's go back to the phones. Nicole in Littleton. Hey, Nicole.
Good morning, Turk.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. I see the nickname here. This is an old friend of mine from high school. I haven't seen you in forever, Nicole. How are you?
Doing good. I had to call in. I've known you and Stacy for 20 years now.
Uh-huh.
You owe it to her. Take her to the Broadmoor.
Take her to the Broadmoor?
Do it.
All right. Your vote is the Broadmoor, Nicole. I think I need to sack up and do it, even if it costs me a grand, if I got to take out another credit card.
You bet.
You know what? And I'm going to pull in Erica here real quick. She pulled up the information on what the 10-year anniversary is. Erica, what is it?
Yeah, I Googled it, and, well, it's the tin or aluminum anniversary. Although I'm looking here and they do suggest diamond jewelry.
They do suggest diamond jewelry?
Yes.
Yeah, see, but the tin, maybe I should just get her a 25-foot thing of aluminum foil.
I'm sure she'd appreciate
that.
Yeah,
she probably wouldn't. So it's the tin anniversary.
Yes, and the flower is the daffodil.
The flower, so I need to get her a daffodil. I better write that down too, because I want to make this one special. I hope Stacy's not listening.
You could substitute the tin with platinum.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good suggestion.
It's platinum.
So what's been going on in your world, Nicole?
Life is good. I'm going to have a kid here in a few weeks.
Congratulations. So. When are we going to hook up?
Soon.
I've been trying forever, you know.
Soon, I know.
To no avail.
Month, and we're going to have a meet and greet for the Munchkins. So we'll
awesome.
Have over.
Well, if you're having a, what do they call them, a baby shower?
Yeah.
Or is that already over?
That's done.
That's done with.
Yeah.
All right, if you need anything else, if you need diapers, let me know. I'll bring over
Wonderful.
A box.
And maybe it's my delicate condition, but I'm the optimist. I'm going to say I'm about a 4 or 5.
You're about a 4 or 5?
Yeah.
And how you feel about the government?
You
think they should be paying bonuses when they're asking state employees to take furlough?
You know, honestly, I believe in rewards based on performance. So I'd have to know more details.
Right. And these guys both say that the people that got the bonuses performed well.
You know, I have rock stars here that, you know, work for me that I would rather bonus than have someone else take a week off. So,
right.
You know, I'd have to know more.
Nicole, it's so good to hear your voice.
You too.
Let's hook up soon, okay? I want to be at the meet and greet.
Beautiful.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. So she says the Broadmoor, sack up and go to the Broadmoor. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Is there another place I'm overlooking? What about Red Feather Lakes? Isn't there a nice resort up there? I mean, I'm sure there's a ton of places. I don't want to go too far out of Denver, or maybe a couple hours. So maybe Breck or something. Is there some place I'm overlooking? 303-713-7600. Also, how do you rate your trust in government on a scale of 1 to 10? You got former State Senator Peter Groff giving over $30,000 in bonuses while they're asking state employees to take furlough. Also, Dick Durbin looks like he might have sold some stock and bought something new after he got some advice from Henry Paulson back in September. I think it's extremely fishy. What do you think? Let's go to Bob and Aurora. Bob, good morning. You're on AM 760 with John Turk.
Hey, John Turk. Glad to hear from you. Huh? I haven't called you in a while.
Oh, it's good to hear from you, man. How you been?
I'm doing okay. Maybe
good.
You can give us an update on Jay Marvin. I just want to know what's going on with Jay and everything else, and I don't think a lot of us are hearing that. So maybe after I get off, you can kind of give us an
update. I tell you what. Do you have Internet access, Bob? I read a story yesterday, but if you go to our website, am760.net, and then click on the lineup and click on Jay Marvin.
Okay.
There's a link right there on the right-hand side. Michael Roberts from the Westward went out and visited Jay about 8 to 10 days ago, wrote a big piece.
Oh, great.
It's about a 5-6 page or two. So I did read it yesterday, but it took me about 10-15 minutes. So
okay.
If you can, go there. And if you can't, you know, I might be able to read that a little bit later this morning.
No, I can, just a little short thing that Jay's okay or something like that, you know.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, he's at home recovering. He has an infection in his spine, and they're treating it with antibiotics via IVs. He has to have another surgery, it looks like, in July on his spine. It looks like some of his spine might be, you know, destabilized due to that infection. And so he's at home laying on a bed, basically, in a back brace. He does get up and does some exercise, walks around a little bit, but he's still in a lot of pain.
Yeah, I had spinal surgery fusion, so I know where he's going on.
So he is, you know, he needs to get well wishes. So if you feel like it, send us an instant message at am760.net. Click on Jay's page. Click on instant message Jay, and I'll make sure that I pass those along.
Hey, John, too, as far as your wedding goes, the Broadmoor is great. I've taken my wife down there, but it's super expensive. And, you know, with the economy the way it is. Also, the Vale, Beaver Creek, those areas up there now, it's off-season. They're down. So they got some good deals up there, too. You might want to look up there. And then,
right.
And then that's close to home.
Yeah, it is. It's only a couple hours away.
Something like that, you know.
Well, you know, I could do the Broadmoor thing and just get a room. And then maybe go over to the Golden Bee, which is right across the street there, old historic restaurant.
Sure, sure.
But I don't know. I kind of want to go to the Penrose Room.
Yeah, there's a nice place. It's in Loveland. It's a ranch where a lot of couples go out and get married. Maybe you guys can redo your wedding vows. Right now, I can't think of the name of this ranch, but you have little cabins in the ranch, and they've got food. They got everything. If you're more into that type of thing rather than a big Broadmoor hotel, it's up to you.
Right. Yeah, I offered to just maybe take her camping. I said, why don't we just go camping, just you and me? So, no, I kind of want to be spot up.
Yeah, but you got a nice little cabin and a fireplace and all that kind of stuff. It's just perfect, and a little lake, and the horse riding, if you want to do horseback riding and stuff like that. It's a beautiful little place up in Loveland.
Huh, okay, I'll check that out. So I'm going to check out Vale Beaver Creek and then this ranch in Loveland.
Yeah.
Bob, rate your trust in government for me if you can.
Trust in the government right now is about 5. And I'll tell you real quickly what I think, and I'm looking at the D-Day celebrations, and I watched all the different speeches by everybody over there in the D-Day and how these guys went in there, and no matter what happened, they went forward. But you take a look at government right now, and there's an analogy in the fact that in D-Day, this had never been done before. They didn't know if it was going to work or not, but everybody got to the point, we got to do something. If we don't do something, we're not going to stop Hitler. We're not going to stop the fascism and world domination. Well, now we got a similar situation with the economy the way it is in the world, and this is uncharted waters. But instead of everybody saying, okay, we're going to go, we're going to do the best damn job we can and see that we can get something done, No, you got half of the you got the Republicans sitting back. You got some of the damn Democrats sitting on their rear ends. And if you make an analogy with D-Day, why everybody runs for the beach, the Republicans and the wishy-washy Democrats are sitting back in the boat. She says, well, I'm going to watch them, and if they get through, then I'll jump in there and go with them. That's about where we are with government.
It seems like there's a whole lot of inactivity going on right now.
If you look at D-Day, if half those guys sat back and waited to see what happened before they got off the boats and decided to run up there, we would have never won D-Day. We would all be speaking German now. And that's the problem. These guys don't want to say, okay, let's go with it. Let's go with the with health care. Let's go with the taxing. Let's go with this stuff. And then and we can do an assessment afterwards and find out what's going on. You know, hell, you hear the D-Day things, and, you know, some guys went up there, they lost 70% of their men. Other guys drowned. They stayed out too long, and they drowned in the water. But every one of those guys, you know, the Allies, had the intention that we've got to get this thing done. And they went in there regardless of the risks, regardless of the difficulties, regardless of what.
And that's what they need to do to tackle this economy situation going on right now.
They need to do. And not sitting back and on their rear end or everybody's sucking it up right now and then they're turning around and giving bonuses. Well, my guy's good. He deserves a bonus. The rest of the country, what the hell with him.
Yeah.
Everybody's just kind of self-centered about their little area of the world and what's going on, and no one's got a big picture. No one's got a big thought of let's go and tackle this thing, and if it doesn't work, we can assess it later. We can, you know, every time there's a military operation or you do something in your life, John, you always sit back later on and you kind of do, well, let's see, maybe I could have done that a little better or something. You could do that later, not now. You know, don't assess what's going to happen now.
Well, you got to assess the risk, but, you know,
yeah,
you got to take risks to make something happen sometimes.
Exactly.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you rate your trust in government right now, Bob?
I rate them about a 4 or 5.
Right. Yep. That's where I'm at, about 3.5.
John, you're doing a great
job. Hey, thanks a lot, Bob. I appreciate it. Call me again this week, okay? Your name's in the hopper for tickets to the Mile High Music Festival.
Okay.
All right. Got some open lines, 303-713-7600. Hold on, Gloria, you're next. I'm going to step aside, take a quick commercial break, hear from our sponsors who allow me to keep my job here, and then I want to talk to you. I need 10-year anniversary suggestions. I'm thinking Broadmoor, maybe the Stanley Hotel. Am I overlooking anything? Give me a call, and your name will automatically get entered in to win a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. It's the Sunday show featuring Widespread Panic and The Fray at Dick's Sporting Good Field. 303-713-7600. Get in here and talk to me right now. We're checking traffic with Todd Parker.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way. It's a truck stuck under a bridge. That's 53rd and Brighton. Guess they're going to have to let the air out of the tires to squeeze it underneath. Other than that, just seeing slowdowns in those usual spots like southbound I-25, 104th to 84th as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. Westbounders on 76, also feeling it a little bit on that approach to 270. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the low 80s. Currently, we're already at 58 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride, move your ride. Help to keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean. Move your car on your street sweeping day to keep the Mile High City clean, and you won't get a ticket. Visit keepitcleandenver.org to sign up for a free e-minder or text, or call 311 for free calendar stickers.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
Live streaming courtesy of Pianos and Pianos.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760. 760.net. Stay connected.
We always have winners here at the Lodge Casino. I'm Mr. Money, and I'm finding out why our customers love to play here.
I like the new penny machines that they put out.
The Lodge is the best casino in Blackhawk.
Does it get any better? Well, how about a chance to win $25,000 playing Rollin' in the Rockies? Drawings every Thursday and Saturday only at the Lodge.
Lodge Casino.
And my first choice for winning.
Results may vary. Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
This is not your father's economy. The old standards of working one job and putting money away towards retirement no longer apply. Today, success or failure depends on your financial IQ. You need to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop in the Denver area today through Thursday, June 18th. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this 90-minute event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why why your house is not an asset. You may not want to diversify. You may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds. Saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad education training in the Denver area today through Thursday, June 18th. Reserve your place now at richdadeducation.com or call 800-939-1778. That's 800-939-1778. Register now and receive a free gift just for attending. 800-939-1778.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her. But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans and can be prevented.
We'll all pitch it. If humans can do it, so can we.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
My house is like a bad time machine. You walk into the kitchen and you're immediately sucked back into the 70s. Those ugly old cabinets are so dated looking, it's embarrassing. And don't even get me started on my bathrooms. I'd love to get new cabinets, but we just can't afford it.
If you don't think you can afford to update your kitchen, you haven't discovered Designer Surplus. We sell high-quality hardwood kitchen cabinets for less, way less. Call now for your beautiful full-color catalog. 1-800-991-1337. You'll see beautiful, solid wood, high-quality kitchen packages for under $1,000. Choose from golden oak, dark chocolate, American cherry, shaker white, and more, all at a nearby store or ship directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities, too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a Designer Surplus location near you, and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
6:36 in the morning. It's a gorgeous sunrise out there, looking to the east. Some clouds, but should be pretty nice today. It looks like we have a warming trend going on this week. Should pop up into the 80s, so I'm ready to go out and maybe hang out at the pool a little bit this week. Also trying to plan my 10-year wedding anniversary with my wife, Stacy. And I'm thinking about the Broadmoor, kind of pricey, but it is classy, 5-star resort, probably got the best restaurant in the state, too, at the Penrose Room. Also looking at the Stanley, I have had some other suggestions, like the Queen Anne Room in downtown Denver. What are your suggestions? 303-713-7600. What should I do? What should I give her? I don't even have a gift yet for the 10-year anniversary. Should I go with diamonds? Man, also asking to gauge your trust in government. Have a couple stories. Former Colorado State Senator Peter Groff paid his staff $30,000 bonuses before he left office, according to records obtained by the AP. Despite a statewide hiring freeze and a budget crisis that can mean furloughs for thousands of other workers, also his successor Brandon Schaefer said he awarded a $5,000 bonus. Republican Senate Minority Leader Josh Penry paid no bonuses this year and returned $10,000 from his office budget to the state treasury. Also, number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin sold off more than $115,000 worth of stocks and mutual fund shares as U.S. stock markets plummeted last September, using much of the money to invest in Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. This after he got advice from Bernanke and Paulson. Also, a new poll, Westerners unhappy with government. 44% of Westerners are unhappy with the federal government. I happen to be one of those. I land in about a three and a half on a scale of 1 to 10 in how much I trust the government, 10 being the most. We're going to go back to the phones. Let's go to Gloria in Aurora. Gloria, thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, thanks for the update on Jay's health, because I was curious as to what in the world was causing so much problem for him. And man, he has a real battle.
It has been one issue after another.
And I appreciate your update. Secondly, if I were your wife, I'd be so happy that you were planning something that the gift would be irrelevant. I would think a getaway is the gift, especially when you have young kids.
Yeah, it's going to be nice just to get away for a day, because it seems like they've been attached to our hips for several months. Yeah. Last vacation we took all the kids, too. So we haven't had a getaway, just me and her.
Yeah, well,
and it's been a rough few weeks.
6 children, I can appreciate just the thought of getting away. A couple of suggestions in that respect.
Yeah, go ahead.
One would be Brookside up in Evergreen, Brook Forest Inn.
The Brook Forest Inn in Evergreen?
In Evergreen, and that's fairly close. And another one, some friends of ours just came back from a visit to Manitou Springs to the Cliff House. The Cliff House in Manitou Springs. They thought that was lovely, wonderful food in just a very nice setting. So I would thought maybe those are a couple of things you might consider.
Definitely.
But really, I wouldn't. I think I wouldn't expect a gift or diamonds. I would just.
Yeah, you know what? I don't want Stacey
to
get it.
Away. That
I don't need
it.
A gift for. I, you know, if Stacey, if you're listening, don't get me anything. Don't waste money. This is. I want this to be your day, even though it's our anniversary. It's,
well, it should be an hour day. You know,
yeah.
Both of you.
No, I hear you, but you know, I want to make this special for Stacey.
Okay.
I can have fun at a real estate seminar, so it doesn't really matter where I go.
And as far as your choices and people that you kind of trust, Perlmutter and Diane DeGette would be my choices. And as far as my trust in the government, I must say that it was zero before the election because I think things were going downhill fast. And I really feel terribly sorry for Obama. He has inherited such a terrible bunch of worms. I mean, talk about a can of worms. He got them. And I think it's going to take some time for things to get straightened out. And so my trust is kind of wait and see, and let's see what happens. But I think I'm disappointed that some of the things that were put into effect at the last minute for wildlife and drilling that Bush pulled off in the last couple of seconds of his administration have not
been reversed. Some of those. Well, some of them have been reversed, but not all of them.
Yes, and that's what I hope will happen. That
well, we need Ken Salazar, the Interior Secretary, to take care of those kind of things.
I'm hopeful, and I listened to your station the day that Robert Kennedy was on, and I thought he is so right, and he's devoted his life to making us aware of what drilling does and the sludge in the forests of Ecuador and in Alaska. And I just think that I appreciate your station offering all these opportunities to expand your mind and see what's out there.
All right. Well, that's what we're here for, Gloria.
You're doing a good job.
Well, thank you, darling, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And thanks for the tenure. I'm going to check out the Cliff House at Manitou and the Brook Forest Inn in Evergreen.
Absolutely.
I got some good suggestions, so I need some more. Thank you.
Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you, Gloria.
All right.
All right. 303-713-7600. Please get in here and give me a suggestion for my 10-year wedding anniversary. Where should I take Stacey? Should I sack up and go to the Broadmoor? Should I maybe just go up to the Stanley? I want to go see the Stanley Hotel. I've never been there. And if you do call in and get into the show, you will have your name thrown into a hat. And at the end of the show, we will pull a name from that hat, and you would be the winner of a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. I got several open phones right now. We're going to go back to them. Pam and Evergreen, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm hanging in. You?
I enjoy your week here. I guess you have a whole week.
Unless they tell me otherwise
so
this afternoon.
Open and honest. I really appreciate that.
Oh, thanks.
Here's my suggestions. I'm kind of old, but a tin heart, kind of a something she can hang over her window, kitchen window, to remind her of her 10th anniversary. I suggest not spending a lot of money because it's stressful.
I know, and right now I don't want to spend. I'm trying to save money.
You can have the.
But it's the 10-year. If it was the 9-year, I wouldn't, you know.
It's what you say to her. It's how you treat her. A bottle of champagne, a tin heart. I love Evergreen. Creekside Cellars has a balcony over the creek. It's a wonderful place to eat.
Oh,
wonderful
yeah?
wine. They make their own
I like
wine.
Evergreen.
Yeah, and then Little Bear, if you want to rock out.
Yeah, and, you know, there's another good little restaurant there, too. It's, what is it called?
Whispering
Cactus Leaf. Jack's.
Yeah, that's fun. That's
right there on the creek.
Yeah. Walk around the lake. It's what you say to her, how you treat her. I don't know. I get the idea that you guys would be more comfortable in jeans. And.
Yeah, like I said, let's go camping for our anniversary.
Yeah.
I guess that's pretty unrealistic.
The thing is, after it's over, you don't want a big bill to pay. You don't want to have to worry about money.
No, but I do want to make this one special because the last 9 haven't been so special.
Well, this is what men need to know. Women love sentimentality. They love to know, maybe go to the place where you first met or first fell in love or, you know, women need that. And men have a hard time with that. Men are doers, fixers, you know, that type of thing. But women really want you to think about the words you say and little sentimental things, whatever it might be for her.
I think I'm fairly romantic. I think Stacey would say I'm romantic.
But have a wonderful time. It's your anniversary,
yeah,
too.
You're right.
And it's Father's Day.
It is Father's Day coming up this Sunday,
yeah.
too. And I don't know if you heard me when I filled in a few weeks ago. I had the whole Mother's Day dilemma.
I know. It was a riot.
And so I told Stacy yesterday, I said, hey, if you want to go hang out with your dad all day long, feel free. It's your dad's day. I'll hang at home with the kids and be dad.
Yeah.
And just sit around and watch the U.S. Open. I'm fine with that. Pam, just give me a number. What's your trust in government on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, man. Government should not be trusted. That's the whole idea of our democracy, is checks and balances,
mm-hmm.
which we've lost. We need to check them, and we need to balance them. We need to audit them. We need to stay on guard, all of us. And if we see corruption, we need to bring it to the fore. So I don't think there would ever be a 10. It's not in our nature. We need to watch out for those powerful people.
Yeah, if anybody says 10, I'm going to question them right away.
Right.
You know?
So I still have hope. I have hope. I'm not going to give up on us.
All right. Well, Pam, great call. Thank you for
Thank
the suggestions.
You. Bye.
All right. Have a great one. Let's talk to Stacy in Denver. Stacy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Listen, I have a suggestion for your 10-year anniversary. Meadow Creek Bed and Breakfast in Pine.
Meadow Creek Bed and Breakfast in Pine, that's on 285, right?
Yes, it is beautiful up there, and the owners are fantastic.
Okay, in Pine. Yeah, that's just up there. That's only about a half hour up the road.
Yeah, it's not too far from Denver, so.
So it's Meadow Creek Bed and Breakfast. What makes this place special?
Oh, that's where my partner and I celebrated our 1-year anniversary.
Oh, yeah?
And we've always loved it. So it's just we just felt really welcome there, and the scenery is gorgeous, and we just loved it.
So with the 10-year, you don't think I need to go above and beyond what I'd normally do with, like, a yearly anniversary?
Oh, gosh. I'm probably not the one to ask. I don't know.
All right. Well, Stacy, I just want to get a number from you as well. What's your number and how you rate the government and trust on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would say 3 right now. I'm really disappointed. I was so elated that Obama was elected. But as a lesbian, I'm very, very upset and just a little skeptical right now about what's going on with this administration. So.
Yeah, it is. You know, when you see guys like Dick Durbin selling off stock and then buying new stuff after he got advice from Henry Paulson and Ben Bernanke, it makes me question what's going on.
I'm still just concerned where Obama's coming from. He's been just really quiet on, you know, gay rights issues, and that's just a huge concern for me. So
yeah, it is a big concern of mine as well. Stacy, I really appreciate your phone call.
Great, thank you.
Let's go to Court in Boulder. Court, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I would say that you should go to Gold Lake.
What's Gold Lake?
Gold Lake is a, it's kind of like a little cabin setup area where you can go. They have spa treatments. They have yoga. They have fly fishing. It is up around, kind of by, it's a little bit past Ned towards Estes Park.
So it's in between like Nederland and Estes Park?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I like that area. I haven't been to Estes Park in several years. That's why I've been thinking about the Stanley.
Yeah.
You ever stayed at the Stanley?
I have not stayed at the Stanley.
Yeah, here it's pretty nice. And, you know, looking at cost, I only looked at two places yesterday, the Broadmoor and the Stanley. And the Stanley was about half the cost, but that doesn't include dinner.
Yeah.
But I could find probably someplace nice to eat for fairly cheap in Estes Park. But meanwhile, if I go to the Penrose Room, it's like a $300 dinner for two.
True.
So it's called Gold Lake. Is it a lodge or just Google, search Gold Lake?
Yeah, just search goldlake.com.
Okay.
And Angie Star Jewelry is always good for getting earrings or necklaces.
Angie Star?
Yep.
Angie Star Jewelry.
Yep.
Where are they at?
They're at kind of downtown up Boulder.
Okay.
They're on Pearl, but they're just off of the walk.
All right. Perfect. Court, can you rate your trust in government for me?
I would say a 5.
So you're kind of right in the middle?
Yeah.
I haven't had one person over 5 yet this morning.
Well.
Why are we so cynical about government? Or has it always been like this?
I think it's always been like this. So I would say that they're, you can't really always trust your government. I would say that you always have to push them in whatever direction you want it to go.
All right. Well, didn't we think we were doing that with Mark Udall and Governor Ritter, and look what happened?
I know. Well, they don't actually talk to the public very much, so.
Yeah. All right, Court. Hey, thanks a million for the suggestion.
No problem.
All right, have a great day.
All right, bye.
Let's go to Alan in Englewood. Alan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
You still there?
I'm here. Sorry, you heard the beat.
Yep. How you doing this morning?
I'm great. You?
I'm doing really well.
Good.
A couple of good suggestions, local kind of. Peck House up in Granby.
I love Grand County. Peck House in Granby. Okay.
Yeah, it's. I think it's the oldest operating hotel in Colorado. Continuously operating, and they have a five-star restaurant right inside there.
Really?
Yeah, it's not overly fancy.
Well, I don't need overly fancy. You know, we're not like.
Yeah, it's
not like we're the Trumps going on our anniversary.
It's kind of funky, and an excellent restaurant. There's not a lot of spa possibilities.
I could probably find something up there for in Grand County.
Yeah.
Whether
it
be in Granby and you know Fraser and Winter Park or whatever.
Well, that's my other suggestion is up above Fraser at Hot Sulphur Springs, which is a great spa, hot springs, whole thing. And again, they have a historic hotel up there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, I really love Grand County. I haven't been up there since that guy went nuts and destroyed everything with the tractor or whatever.
The tractor,
I was there like 2 weeks after he went through there.
Right.
And it was insane.
Crazy.
And that guy went and knocked down everybody that had ever done him wrong in that town.
Yeah.
Insanity. All right.
Crazy.
The Peck House in Granby. I'm going to check it out. Can you tell me about your trust in government? Can you give me a number and a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm 4.5, 5.
How come?
Well, I never trust the government very much because they're all politicians.
Yeah, see, I'm in the mold where I don't trust politicians right now.
Yeah.
And I know
well,
it's a horrible attitude to have, but I just don't. The only people I trust right now is Diana DeGette and Ed Perlmutter locally. And I do tend to trust Barack Obama nationally. I think he's being active, you know, and this poll says 60% of those polled approve of the job Barack Obama's done.
Right.
So I want to have faith in what the president's doing. I want to have faith in what my state legislators are doing. But right now I just don't see it happening with, you know, all these anti-union stances coming out of, you know, Democrats here in the state. It's just insane.
I think that's where everybody gets caught up in it, and they felt so good after the election. It's like, oh, it's moving in the right direction, and it is moving in the right direction, but they're still politicians.
All right. Hey, thanks a million, Alan. I appreciate
it.
Have a great one.
You too.
Take a quick one here before we break. Catherine in Arvada. Catherine, good morning. You're on the J. Marvin Show with John Turk.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. You?
Fine. Listen, I just want to congratulate you and Stacy on your 10-year anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
And I just think you just sound like just the most wonderful man. It's like, oh, my gosh, she's just lucky just to have you. You know, and you're lucky to have her.
I am. She's honestly, she is. I'm way luckier than she is.
Oh, my gosh.
She's a champ.
Your heart just, I mean, it just melts my heart to hear that.
Oh, thank you, Catherine.
I just wanted to tell you that my daughter and her boyfriend went to the Stanley, but they're into that ghost thing, you know what I mean? So they stayed in that haunted room or something like that. And
there's like a couple different rooms that seem to be the most haunted there.
Yeah, right? Well, they're into that, and they said they really enjoyed themselves, so I just wanted to say that.
I'm thinking about going, I think Stacy wants to do the Stanley too, but I want to look at these other, I've gotten two other people suggest the Gold Lake as well, so.
Oh, well, you
I need
know,
to Google
look at
that
all
one.
Options and see what, you know, fits the both of you, you know?
That's what I'm going to be doing today,
okay.
As well as trying to figure out what I'm going to talk about tomorrow.
That's wonderful.
Catherine, thanks so much for the compliments and the suggestion.
Okay.
Give me a number in your trusted government.
Probably 4.
4?
You know, and I feel the same way about the politicians. Boy, I'm losing faith in them.
Yeah,
you know?
I am too.
But I just wish you the best.
Thank you, Catherine.
Have lots of fun.
I will. Have a great one.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. 303-713-7600. We're going to take a quick break and then come back. I'll try to squeeze one more in before the top of the hour. First, Todd Parker with traffic.
Southbound 225, really loading up as you're making that Parker curve up towards I-25. Speaking of 25, busy downtown, same deal for eastbounders on I-70, Brighton to York. Sounds like they've just moved that truck out of the way, 53rd and Brighton, so it's now open to get through there. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 81 degrees. Chance of seeing some afternoon showers rolling in later on, as with the clouds. Currently, we're about 58 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At the freeway, we do deals your way every day. After reading
rebates, get a brand new Escape or F-150 for just $15,900. That's a brand new Escape or F-150 for only $15,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you...
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Tuesday, June 10th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. That's Tuesday, June 10th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. RSVP at solarips.com/washpark.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive, Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at the Emmy Awards. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-9821. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-9821. 1-800-300-9821.
Right now, the Home Depot has a special buy on a Ryobi 10-inch miter saw or 10-inch table saw. Your choice for just $99. You save $15, but you're just scratching the surface. Take on a woodworking project yourself and you'll save another bundle thanks to that Ryobi 10-inch miter saw or 10-inch table saw you got for only $99. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only through June 25th while supplies last. See store for details.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Wondering what to do on Father's Day? Hi, this is Mario. Take Dad or Grandpa to the Wings Over the Rockies Air and Space Museum. You'll see a B-1 bomber and an X-Wing fighter from Star Wars, y mucho más. For information, go to wingsmuseum.org. That's wingsmuseum.org.
Got just a little over a minute left here before we hit CBS News, and then I'll come back and take some more of your phone calls if you want to give me some anniversary suggestions. I don't have a gift yet for the wife. I'm trying to figure out if I should go to the Stanley, if I should go to the Broadmoor. A few suggestions for Gold Lake. What do you think? Frank, I got about 60. Go ahead. Frank, you with me?
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, just real quick, I'd like to mention that the Peck House is not in Granby. It's in Empire.
It's in Empire? Okay.
Yeah, and my thoughts about the government would be between 2 and 3.
Okay, you're a little less than me, right? How come?
Because I used to work for the feds, and I'm retired now, and what I saw is just that the government agencies seem to be more interested in serving themselves than they are in serving the public.
Yeah, you know, I can't say I disagree there. And it seems like there's a whole lot of inactivity going on in Congress and Senate. Right now,
exactly.
Caller said, it's time to just, you know, like they did with D-Day, just attack it.
Exactly.
You know?
That was Bob, and I agree with him 100%.
Yeah, I do too. Hey, Frank, thanks a lot.
Thank you, John.
All right, have a great day. Fill them up for me, 303-713-7600. We can continue this conversation about trust in government. I do have a couple other stories I could bring up, but if you'd like to keep this going, as well as I want your anniversary suggestions. So if you're on the line, stick around. If not, fill them up, and I will get you on the other side. You could win a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. We'll be right back here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starting January 2009, the IRS has...
One movie, two tickets, about $20. Add popcorn, two drinks, and some milk duds, you're over $30.
But what if you could take that same $30 and get hundreds of movies, thousands of choices, and original programs you just can't see at the movie theater? Well, right now, you can. Get Comcast Digital Cable with all your favorite channels plus 8 channels of HBO for just $29.99 a month for 1 year. With Comcast, you'll tap into On Demand so you watch what you want, when you want. You'll also get HBO On Demand, so hit movies and original shows like Entourage are available anytime. Digital Cable, On Demand, HBO, and HBO On Demand, just $29.99 a month for 1 year. Have movie night every night and never leave your couch. Milk duds not included. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 6/21/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. 1 year commitment required. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and franchise extra. Call for details.
Own BlackBerry and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Another mass demonstration in support of defeated Iranian presidential candidate Mir Hussein Mousavi is underway in Tehran. Thousands of supporters of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad are also on the streets. A short time ago, the government barred foreign journalists from reporting on the streets. Reporter George McLeod says that's not a good sign.
I just drove by. There were barricades set up and concrete blocks. My expectation is that it could be a fairly violent evening.
As our responsibility...
Earlier in the day, Iran's Guardian Council ordered a recount of some disputed ballots in last Friday's presidential election. Foreign policy analyst Patrick Clawson doubts a recount could change the outcome.
Extensive fraud could be reversed only if there were it was a new election, because we can be certain by now, after several days, that ballot boxes that they want to have lost have been lost. Evidence has been... covered up.
Here at home, it's not a building boom. But the government is reporting the biggest spurt in home building in 3 months. Housing starts jumped 17% in May. Permits to begin work on new homes this summer were up 4%. In a second report, the government says May wholesale prices rose just 0.2%. The North Korean nuclear threat will be on the table a few hours from now when South Korean President Lee Myung-bak visits the White House. Live to CBS News, White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Right, Frank. President Obama's meeting with the South Korean leader really amounts to a show of unity message to North Korea. They're expected to step up the warnings to the North over recent missile and nuclear tests. There is a new sense of urgency. The U.S. suspects that North Korea is preparing to test a new longer-range missile that could reach Alaska. North Korea may also be working on a third nuclear test that would defy U.N. sanctions. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Losing weight is a good thing, but having surgery to shed pounds could cause complications. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnano. What sort of complications, Barry?
An increased risk of bone fractures, a Mayo Clinic study suggests, although this is not conclusive. A small study shows one quarter of patients broke at least one bone within a few years of undergoing bariatric surgery. The thinking is when all that fat comes off, bones break down faster than they can regenerate, weakening them. About 200,000 Americans have this surgery each year, sparking fresh research into the long-term effects. Frank?
Cost-conscious travelers are cashing in those reward points. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Thousands of us have been saving up air miles and other rewards points for a rainy day, and that day has arrived. The downturns prompted many travelers to cash in their points. They're applying them towards seat upgrades, family vacations, even spending them at retail outlets. USA Today says even consumers in good shape are redeeming points, fearful that their program might change or be axed. Frank?
Yesterday was a down day on Wall Street, but just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
Now at the Home Depot, give Dad the perfect Father's Day gift, a gift card. You choose the amount. Dad chooses the gift, a new grill, a new drill, a new whatever he wants for whatever he wants to do. Plus, with new lower prices, Dad can get more bang for his buck. Well, your buck, really, thanks to the gift card you gave him. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
What's the true cost to own a minivan? If you choose the Honda Odyssey, the answer is less than you might think. Because it's a top safety pick by the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety, your insurance costs can be significantly lower over the long term. Plus, it's nice to know your passengers will feel protected too. Good reasons why the Odyssey is the best-selling minivan in America.
Based on all Polk & Company retail registrations for the minivan segment January through November 2008, based on Edmunds.com's true cost to own for the first 5 years of ownership.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Calmer weather's expected to move in today, and if it does, it would be a big change from yesterday afternoon.
It's coming to be a big one again. It's back
being a big tornado.
That's Jeff describing the first of two tornadoes to touch down yesterday afternoon. That one in Elbert County damaged a barn and an airplane hangar. The other was near Fort Collins, where a new Larimer County emergency warning system did not work. Officials tried to give an estimated 100,000 people in south central Fort Collins a heads up, but they never got the phone and email warnings. The Coloradan reports the system cost $150,000 to launch and nearly $100,000 a year to send those alerts. Grocery workers have said no. Denver area King Supers workers rejecting the supermarket's latest five-year offer. The workers did vote for a return to bargaining. And an Arvada man convicted of killing his girlfriend's dog with a bow and arrow has been sentenced to 28 days in jail. 20-year-old Zachary Scott Ruska also was ordered to undergo mental health and substance abuse treatment. Sports: Rockies looking to set a franchise record tonight at Coors Field with their 12th straight win. They take on the Tampa Bay Rays. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We've got our first highway accident of the morning. It's southbound 225 right around Yosemite. Off to the side, but catching a bunch of looks, causing delays stretching back towards Parker Road. Eastbounders on C-470, starting to feel it. Wadsworth towards Santa Fe. Southbounders on I-25. Also, that drive downtown remains busy. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a warm day. High of about 81, 82 degrees. Cloudy skies are going to roll in later on this afternoon, bringing with them a chance of showers. Currently, we're at 58 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Canyon Casino is gearing up for a new deal. Play blackjack now in their new pit, and then craps and roulette starting July 2nd at 12:01 a.m. But don't wait till then to be a winner. Win a 2009 Ford Mustang June 25th. Earn entries daily playing blackjack, slots, and video poker. Visit canyoncasino.com for details.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:06, 6 minutes after the top of the hour here in Denver. I'm John Turk, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Really good to be here with you. I had some great suggestions last hour on where I should go for me and the wife's 10-year anniversary coming up this Friday. Hard to believe it's been 10 years. Seems more like two. But time flies when you have a great wife like I do and Stacy. And so I'm getting your suggestions. I thought about the Broadmoor. I also looking into the Stanley. I've heard about Gold Lake, the Peck House, the Brook Forest Inn, the Queen Anne downtown. So getting your suggestions, 303-713-7600. Also giving away tickets to the Mile High Music Festival today. And all you need to do to get in the running is call into the show at 303-713-7600. Talk to me. Your name will go into a hat, and I'll pick a name at the end of the hour, and you'll get a free pair of tickets to the July 19th, that's a Sunday show, featuring Widespread Panic, The Fray, 303, Thievery Corporation, Government Mule, and many, many more. But what I plan to talk about this hour, and you can still give me suggestions on the anniversary, but I want to talk about this whole David Letterman, Sarah Palin issue. Because last night, Letterman apologized for the bad joke. David Letterman said his joke about Alaska Governor Sarah Palin's daughter was a lousy joke no matter how you cut it, and he's sorry. But the late-night host insisted that that's what got people really riled, is the misconception over which Palin daughter the joke was about. On Monday's edition of The Late Show, Letterman explained that the risque joke thought by some to have targeted Palin's underage daughter, Willow, was actually referring to 18-year-old daughter, Bristol. The name of the daughter wasn't mentioned in the joke, which is part of Letterman's monologue on last Monday's show. And if I can, Eric, I'm going to go ahead and cue up his original joke, which aired, and this is what caused all this big ordeal.
One awkward moment, though, during the game. Maybe you heard about it. Maybe you saw it on one of the highlight reels. One awkward moment for Sarah Palin at the Yankee game. During the seventh inning, her daughter was knocked up by Alex Rodriguez. You can see how that'd be awkward. Now cut that out. Get back in the dugout.
So that was the original joke. And then last night, David gave a couple different apologies. It was, you know, about a seven-minute monologue on his apology. But getting a lot of criticism, including
One from this this guy. It's a disgraceful comment, and it needs to be stopped, said Michael Patrick Leahy. He's one of the organizers of the Fire David Letterman campaign. It's totally inappropriate and disgraceful for a 62-year-old man to sexually insult a 14-year-old girl, period. These comments are more egregious than those of Don Imus, and CBS fired him for those comments. And I'm looking at that, and you know what? I can't say I disagree. I think these comments might be a little more egregious. And I might catch some flack for saying that. But what do you think? Should Letterman be fired? Leahy, who also helped organize the anti-tax tea parties in cities across the country earlier this year, estimated anywhere from 50 to 300 people would attend a protest planned outside Letterman's studio in New York City on Tuesday. So there's going to be a big protest today, and they've already lost one of their sponsors. Embassy Suites, part of the Hilton Hotels Group, pulled advertising on CBS's site because of complaints. Company spokesperson Kendra Walker told TVGuide.com the company was not an advertiser during the late-night show, but they had received lots of emails from concerned guests and assessed that the statement he had made was offensive enough to our guests and prospective guests that we elected to take the ads down. And if I can, Erica, I'm going to get your attention for 1 second, and we're going to play his apology. Erica, can I get you to play that apology from David Letterman for me real quick? I'm sorry, hon.
I told a joke that was beyond flawed. Intent is completely meaningless compared to the perception.
And can you roll cut two on that one as well, Erica, for me? Can I get cut two on that one as well? This is live radio. This is what happens.
I feel that I need to do the right thing here and apologize for having told that joke. It's not your fault that it was misunderstood. It's my fault that it was misunderstood. Thank you.
Exactly. It was his fault because he left out the name in the joke. But I tell you what, how do you rate this this flap compared to what Don Imus did? I mean, I can understand why some folks are asking for him to be fired. What do you think? I think it's, you know, I don't think rape is a really, is an issue that should be discussed lightly. What's your opinion? 303-713-7600. Do you accept David Letterman's apology? Do you think he should be fired? I want to know. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ed in Boulder. Ed, you're on AM 760 with John Turk.
Hi, John. I spoke to you the other day.
Hey, man.
I read the Huffington Post.
Yeah.
I'm a featured columnist there, and it really troubles me when I see these things, because Letterman has been on for so long. He's a good man, and we're all, we say, you know, as good Christians, we're here to forgive. He's saying he forgives. He said something really bad. Look at the things that go on in the world. And as far as Sarah Palin is concerned, good Christian, there should be a certain forgiveness.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Beings.
But she's... You know, she's made a big to-do about this one, and so has her husband, Todd.
I mean, look at what they've done. I mean, look at her, you know, her older daughter has gone out and had sex and had a baby before marriage. I mean, this isn't, you're not dealing with the Virgin Mary. I mean, you're dealing with, pardon the expression, but you're dealing with someone who's been around the block herself.
Yeah.
And been through difficult situations. And we're really here to forgive and to learn what forgiveness is. I mean, forgiveness is when a person acknowledges the fact that they've made a mistake. And they want people to understand that they've made a mistake. He's a comedian. This is a political issue. They've turned it into a political issue. It is not political. He's a silly old comedian and makes stupid comments all the time.
Yeah, I don't think this is a political issue at all either. I think David Letterman went over the line, though. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think he went over the line because you don't talk about children in any way. It doesn't matter what someone said before. Children are sacred. We're really here to make children understand that we are grown-ups, and we don't say things like that. But he did apologize and realize...
It took him almost a week.
Excuse me?
It took him almost a week, though.
Yeah, because ego is what runs these shows. I mean, you wouldn't have it without it.
And he's in this new ratings race with Conan O'Brien as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they play games like that and everything. I mean, it's very confusing what to do, but it would be... CNN or if it was on any of the other shows, which is supposedly talking about politics. This is still a comedian, and a comedian says things, believe me, in my lifetime, I've heard things from comedians that you wouldn't want to even dream of or think of. And this is what the situation is. I think if we can forgive, and he really appreciates and says those things, some of the things that people have said about Obama, and when we hear people running around and killing people in abortion clinics, Those are issues that are really serious.
Yeah.
It's a comment.
Yeah, it was a comment, but, you know, again, it's he didn't realize it was the 14-year-old daughter that was there attending the base, the Yankees game with him.
That was horrible.
I mean,
you don't talk about young girls.
Yeah, even if it was about Bristol, does that make it okay? About an 18-year-old?
It doesn't make it okay when you're talking about sex with anybody, almost. I mean, that's personal, and it shouldn't be a big deal of unless they themselves are doing it, and
right.
Especially if it's untrue.
All right. Good stuff. You got to...
But on Thursday... we're writing a beautiful blog. It's really funny because we were in England and we were at a dinner with Monica Lewinsky. And so on Thursday, we're writing for the Huffington Post in the living section, Dinner with Monica Lewinsky, 8 Reasons to Forgive Yourself. So I think it's a very important issue, especially yeah. What we're talking about.
Can't wait for that read, Ed. Thanks a lot. Check it for it in the Huffington Post on Thursday.
You're a winner.
All right, thank
you.
Let's go to Dan in Lakewood. Dan, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, John. You're doing a great job.
Hey, thank you, sir.
I have to disagree with you. I don't think that Letterman had any ill intentions when he made the joke, and I think that Bristol Palin is an adult, and that's who he was talking about. I mean, it just anybody that's followed the politics of the last year when she had a baby and that, he wasn't talking about his little girl or their little one. What was Will.
Well, that may be the misconception, but that wasn't how it played out on live television.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand that. Sometimes you tell a joke, and if you leave one word out of it, it's totally construed a different way.
I mean, there's another word he left out, too. He didn't say anything about Rodriguez raping her and that, and basically...
knocked up was, I think,
yeah.
The term he used.
Yeah, and the one of the guy that you played the clip on, or I've heard the word rape a few times, and it wasn't in the joke. I mean, he didn't make a joke about somebody raping...
Well, I think where the semantics of that comes in is where if it was a 14-year-old, it would be statutory rape.
Yeah.
You know.
But Letterman, typically, he's...
I love David Letterman. No, he's my fan. You know, I'm a Letterman guy. I wasn't a Leno guy. I've been watching Letterman for years. But, you know, when I see this quote from this guy that says... What he said, or it says, these comments are more egregious than those of Don Imus, and CBS fired him for those comments.
Man,
what do you think of these comments in comparison to Don Imus's?
I don't think they're anywhere near Don Imus's comments.
Really?
He specifically meant to degrade the girls from the Rutgers team. Letterman didn't.
You don't think he was trying to degrade the Palin family?
Well, I think he was trying to throw something in Palin's face for being high and mighty, saying how great they are and that, and having her daughter turn up being one of the abstinence-only statistics.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, seeing that quote makes me question, and I don't know, you know, maybe if we could hear from a female African-American on this, you know, what's more egregious, these comments or what Don Imus said?
Well,
I think they're kind of similarly super offensive.
And the other thing I wonder is... are the Palins actually as offended as they are saying, or are they using this because they're
I bet they're just using it as a platform, but still, you know, Letterman said it.
Yeah.
And I think maybe he, you know, he's already lost an advertiser, or CBS has.
Hmm.
Embassy Suites from Hilton has pulled advertising from CBS. So they're definitely getting lots of phone calls. I mean, you know, I thought this was kind of a non-issue all last week, but... I mean, there's protests today. There's advertisers pulling money from them. So, I mean, it's become an issue. But, Dan, I appreciate your comment on this one.
Thanks, John.
Hey, have a great day.
You too.
303-713-7600. If you call in and get on with me, you will be entered in to win a pair of tickets to Sunday's Mile High Music Festival featuring Panic, The Fray, 303, Thievery Corporation, tons of other bands. It's an all-day music festival. That should be a lot of fun. If you're on the line, I do want to talk to you. Stick around. 303-713-7600. Got a line open. Going to come back, take your opinion on this whole Letterman-Palin flap. Do you think his apology was sincere, but is it a little too late? Should he be fired? One group thinks so, and they're going to have some protests today. 303-713-7600. Todd Parker, what's going on in traffic?
We're still looking at delays on the southbound side of...
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
You started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on July 28th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
You know, there's never a good time for a major plumbing problem. You always want it to work. Hi, this is Ken Moon for Drain Solvers. They respond to emergencies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Plumbing disasters don't take vacations, and neither does Drain Solvers. Take advantage of their fantastic sewer line TV camera analysis. Normally $279, now just $79. Call the folks who have the solutions. Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
It's one day only, the Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything in the store, except gift cards and shoes, is half off the regular price. That's all suits, sport coats, dress pants, even business express suit separates, half off. The sale is Tuesday only, and we're opening early at 8 and staying late. Just in time for Father's Day. All golf shirts, plus all sport shirts, khakis, and shorts, half off. Even every dress shirt and silk tie, half off. Quite simply, everything but gift cards and shoes is half off for one day only. The Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything, everything in the store, half off. Tuesday only.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton. Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Tuesday, June 10th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. That's Tuesday, June 10th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. RSVP at solaripsc.com/washpark.
The Lodge Casino is giving away cash. You'll have a chance to win $25,000 playing Rollin' in the Rockies. Win 50 times the total of your five dice roll. Roll five Lodge logos and you'll win $25,000. The Lodge Casino, your first choice for fun.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
I like the liberal agenda.
Randy Rhodes.
Freedom for all, legalized marijuana, saving our money on law enforcement so that we don't have to go bust somebody for, you know, an ounce of marijuana. I don't know anybody that ever killed anybody driving on the pot. I really don't. I mean, they drive too slow in the left lane. Sometimes they have their seatbelts sparking out the door. I mean, it's annoying, but they never killed anybody.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
7:22 in the morning. I'm John Turk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin all week this week, just kind of biding time as David Sirota's off in China having a nice vacation. We hope he's safe and having a good travel. We're talking about the Letterman, Sarah Palin flap. What do you think? Letterman apologized last night. It's a little bit too late. He's already lashed an advertiser and Embassy Suites. One group is planning protests today. They say they call themselves Fire David Letterman Campaign. And these comments, according to Michael Patrick Leahy, are more egregious than those of Don Imus, and CBS fired him for those comments. Do you agree with that? Should Letterman be fired? Do you think his apology was sincere? And if we can, let's go ahead, Erica, and play that the initial joke again real quick, and then we will play a couple clips of his apology.
One awkward moment, though, during the game. Maybe you heard about it. Maybe you saw it on one of the highlight reels. One awkward moment for Sarah Palin at the Yankee game. During the seventh inning, her daughter was knocked up by Alex Rodriguez. You can see how that'd be awkward. Now cut that out. Get back in the dugout.
Now... is he referring, he says he was referring to Bristol, the 18-year-old daughter, not the 14-year-old daughter of Todd and Sarah Palin. But that didn't come out in the joke. And do you think this is more egregious? I did get this email from, I don't remember anyone saying they're sorry for Barack the Magic Negro. And you're right. Rush Limbaugh never apologized for that one. You know, this is as egregious as that. Also, I got Erica who brought up a good point as well during the commercial break. Erica, you want to go ahead and say that to the audience?
Well, yeah, I think it's interesting because I wonder what the reaction would be had he made a joke about one of President Obama's children. You know, everyone would be up in arms, but if it's Palin, then it's okay because we don't like her.
Is that right? Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. On the left, if it was a joke about Barack Obama, would people be, or Barack Obama's children, would they be more up in arms? I mean, his kids are extremely a lot younger, though. May not, you know, particularly fit, but if it was a joke about his kids, would the left audience be up in arms like they are, kind of saying that Letterman's joke was not that offensive to Sarah Palin? So that's a good point, Erica. Thanks for bringing that one up. We're going to go back to the phones again, 303-713-7600. Get in, you get a chance to win tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. Let's go to Darcy on a cell. Darcy, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, you?
Good.
Good to talk to you again?
Yeah, I know. I'm still calling every day this week. I want those tickets.
All right. I want to send you, all right?
Okay. First off, for your anniversary, if you're going to go up to Estes Park, don't go to the Stanley. Go to the View restaurant at the Historic Crags Lodge. It's so much better.
Wait, what lodge is it at?
The Historic Crags Lodge. It's the third oldest building in Estes.
Okay.
And, incredible food, you get a great view, and a great atmosphere, so.
Excellent. I'll check it out. Because I'm thinking Estes Park, maybe, it may be the destination, but. So I could stay at the stand and then eat at the view, right?
Yeah,
or should I just stay there as well?
You can stay at the view too, but they have a lot of timeshare, so it's depending on.
Right, okay.
All of their rooms are suites, though, and they're really nice as well.
Awesome.
So, but yeah. On the Letterman thing,
mm-hmm.
I think it's a huge point that he's a comedian, and I think people are really blowing this out of proportion.
Yeah, I mean, am I blowing this out of proportion by talking about it? Meanwhile, there's protests going on and advertisers dropping.
Who are the protesters are the question. What group of people are they from? Like, is Rush Limbaugh out there, you know?
Well, the guy who's organizing it is one of the same ones who organized the anti-tax tea parties.
Okay, yeah.
Michael Patrick Leahy.
It kind of seems like a joke. Just something to, you know,
just
make a big deal out of nothing.
Do you think they were making a big deal out of nothing with the Don Imus comments?
I really don't know what comments those are.
He basically was talking about the Syracuse basketball team, the female basketball team, and he said they were nappy-headed hoes.
What?
That
seems a lot worse.
Does it seem worse? Okay.
Joking about someone who, you know, is in the media for having a baby while she's a teenager, because I got it as Bristol. I wouldn't have ever thought of it as the other girl because no one really knows about their other children, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That knocked her up during the inning. That doesn't end up bad at all. Like, nothing kind of was kind of.
Hey, Darcy, your phone's kind of cutting out on me, but I got it. I think you think are you still with me?
Yes.
All right. Well, we are kind of losing you, but I love your comment. Thanks a lot. Your name is going to be thrown in the hopper today, okay?
Okay.
All right. Call me again tomorrow.
Yep.
All right. Let's go to Stacy in Arvada. Stacy, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How
awesome.
Are you?
I'm hanging in, having fun talking to y'all.
I really want those tickets. That's why
okay.
I called in. I listened to
it. It'll be a random draw, but your name is in the hat, okay?
Outstanding. I have two comments. Mm-hmm. One, I never heard the word rape out of his joke, not once. And I just don't understand why people are reading rape into that. Second of all, Don Imus is not a comedian. Rush Limbaugh is not a comedian. They're telling jokes. That's the difference. These are radio, you know, show host or Rush Limbaugh. He's not a comedian.
You're right.
So what comes out of his mouth is not intended to be a
to
joke.
To be a joke. But, and here's where the part with the rape issue comes in. They were not at the baseball game with their 18-year-old daughter. They were there at the baseball game with their 14-year-old daughter. And sex with anybody under 18, if you're over 18, is statutory rape. And I think that's where the whole semantics argument comes in. Would be statutory rape. And you know, he left out. You know, he said he. You know, if he would have said Bristol Palin, it would. This wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and I think it's just so.
Is this a distraction? Am I, you know, am I lame for talking about this?
No. I mean, I think it needs to be talked about.
I mean, I just think we need to elevate the dialogue in this country everywhere, whether you're, you know, I mean, I know he's a comedian, but it is late night television where you have millions of viewers, including children. I used to stay up and watch the late night show.
Yeah. I really just don't. I mean, I think he's genuinely sorry. I don't understand the big deal that is being made about it. But then on the other hand, if it was my daughter, because I have a 16-year-old daughter, and somebody said that about her, I would probably be offended.
Yeah, wouldn't you be offended?
I would.
I mean, you know, I don't think there's any question that it was intended for the 18-year-old Bristol, but she wasn't in attendance.
Yeah.
And so I can see how the Palins are taking this one. I hate to side with the Palins on anything.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my daughter's 16, and she's never even had sex. So, you know, I mean, abstinence didn't work for that family, and that's not the route
sure
that I'm teaching my daughter. And I'm not a hypocrite. So.
Yeah, it was Bristol's boyfriend, Levi, you know, the father of her baby,
yeah,
basically said that, you know, her whole abstinence stance is just a joke.
Well, and did you hear they're no longer together?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, abstinence.
Hardcore Christian values, right?
We see pregnant teenagers all the time.
Yeah, it's sad.
It is.
It is sad.
I mean, give them the right to choose birth control. And, I mean, we're creatures that are going to, we're intended to procreate.
We are.
So.
But not, you know. Not 14-year-olds.
Not 14.
We shouldn't even talk about sex with 14-year-olds. You know, that's my whole point. And
yeah.
I know he just, you know, it was basically a whole screw-up on his part by not, and it says, you know, that her name was on the monologue, but he didn't put it out there, so. Letterman's bad, but maybe he should pay for it, like Don Imus did. I don't know.
I don't think his comment was even close to what Don Imus said. I honestly don't, but I also, you know, the difference is he's a comedian and what he says is intended to be a joke.
Right. Good point. Stacey, yeah. Hey, thanks a million for the phone call. You're entered in to win a pair of tickets, okay?
Sweet.
All right, and if you need to, call us later this week.
Absolutely.
All right, have a great day. Yeah. We're going to step aside, get a few words from our sponsors, come back and take some more of your phone calls. Then coming up around 7:50, we'll talk to our economic guru, financial expert, Michael Spirit, Presidential Brokerage. But first, let's check traffic with Todd Parker.
The Denver Drive really starting to load up with crashes on the southbound side of 225 right around Yosemite. Latest one coming down also on the highways, eastbound I-70 right at Havana. Off to the right shoulder, start to catch some looks as well as affecting that ramp as you're trying to get off of Havana. 270, a crowded ride across Commerce City. Same deal on 6th Avenue. This is traveling eastbound, pretty much sharing into I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the low 80s today. Will be breezy. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers as those clouds roll in. Currently, we're at 60 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, summertime means road trips. Your neighborhood Toyota stores have all the right tools, technicians, and parts at the right price to make sure your Toyota continues to run like a Toyota. See your local Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, moving forward.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, Accelerated Piano Method, at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Tuesday, June 10th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. That's Tuesday, June 10th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. RSVP at solaripsc.com/washpark.
Say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea.
but it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
Are you tired of the same old decor? The solution is Joyce Consigned Furnishings. At Joyce, you'll find a fantastic collection of gently used furniture and accessories. To get 10% off your purchase, click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
And a Ryobi 10-inch miter saw or 10-inch table saw, your choice for just $99. You save $15, but you're just scratching the surface. Take on a woodworking project yourself and you'll save another bundle thanks to that Ryobi 10-inch miter saw or 10-inch table saw you got for only $99. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only through June 25th while supplies last. See store for details.
Ryan, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customer was really busy with work. Unfortunately, a rock cracked his windshield, and he knew it wasn't safe to drive, so he called Elite Safelite. I came right to his office and replaced it the very next day. He was thrilled. He could keep working, and it was replaced before he knew it. And thanks to his insurance coverage, he only had to pay his deductible.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Correction for you. Don Imus's comments were actually intended for the female Rutgers basketball team, not Syracuse, like I said. So, Mike, thank you for correcting me on that one. Also, Greg Ostrovich sent us this email. If I can pull it up, my email keeps freezing up on me, so I'll pull it up here in just a second after I take a couple more phone calls. Let's go to Dana. Was on what line? My computer's frozen here, Erica. Dana's on two. Dana, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Turk. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
You're doing a great job.
Well, thanks. I'm trying.
And still miss Jay a lot, but you're doing a great job.
Thanks.
And one thing that I wanted to mention about the whole Letterman thing, a couple things. First of all, Sarah Palin is so happy to get her name in the news that she really doesn't care how. She just wants to be in the news. So consider that. Second thing is I think that they're a little irritated with Letterman because of the whole McCain no-show thing. And I think that was kind of a turning point in the election. And I think they're probably not real happy about David Letterman. So anything that they could do to downgrade him or make him look bad, I'm pretty sure they'd jump right on the bandwagon.
See, I'm not sure the Palins and the McCains are all that tied anymore either.
Well, but she probably, I mean, if McCain didn't get elected, neither did she. And so,
There's a lot of squabbling from her side, you know, after they lost the election.
Oh, absolutely. But what I'm saying is that I think there was a big thing when the whole McCain didn't show thing with Letterman. It looked very bad for McCain, which then in turn looked bad for Palin. If he doesn't get elected, neither does she.
Right.
So I think she probably blames Letterman for part of that. So what I'm seeing is that Don Imus has repeatedly made racist comments about his career. Don Imus is a racist in his heart, and that is who Don Imus is. David Letterman has not made, let's have the old guy rape young girl comments, nor
ever
is
before.
That anywhere close to who David Letterman is. That's not who David Letterman is. And so that's the difference between Don Imus and David Letterman. Don Imus is a racist, and he made multiple racist comments on the air throughout the years. David Letterman is not a pervert, okay? And everybody knew when David Letterman made the joke that they were talking about the older daughter, including Sarah Palin. But she's using this as a way to get her name out in the news again, because that's really who she is.
Yeah. Is she just a media junkie? And that's, you know, but why is this other group jumping in? Why are advertisers? Okay. But again, Dana.
Because everybody overreacts. And because people love to go out and yell and scream, and they want something to yell and scream about.
Do you think it's only Palin supporters who are calling and having the advertisers pull? Yeah?
Of course. They're Republicans. Of course. They're sore because they lost the election, and they're getting their butt kicked. And they got to have something to talk about. They can't talk about how bad Bush did. So what do they got?
Dana, I love your theory. I think it's great.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for calling in, and call us later this week as well, okay?
I will.
Your name
thanks
is in the hopper for tickets to the Mile High Music Festival.
Okay.
You're awesome. It's been fun talking to you all the years. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Vivian in Denver. Vivian, what's happening?
Hi, John.
Hi.
Good morning.
I got
to make it quick. I got to get in.
You got it.
First of all, I don't think he should be fired. I'm a mother, too, and have daughters. The joke was in bad taste. But, you know, he did apologize to it. And I agree with the woman before that just was on, because I think a lot of it is just publicity for her, because if she really cared, she would have dropped out of running for vice president and thought of her daughter and what her daughter was going to face publicly, because people were going to say, you know, this woman blames an abstinent, not having sex, and yet she parades her daughter there. I mean, she made her kids like open season.
She did. You know, she drug them into she drug her kids into the media. There's no doubt about that.
I want to protect my children and said, you know what? Politics isn't that important to me. Being a mother and caring for my daughter and helping her through this difficult time, because she was young.
What was more important to her, the vice presidency or her daughters?
Yeah. But Deborah Lynn was wrong to do that.
Yeah.
I thought that was a cold joke. Oh, God.
I don't think it's necessary.
I'm going to think it was, you know, towards Bristol, but still I thought it was cold. As for Eisman, okay, him and Rush Limbaugh, they spit out hatred, division, and nothing out of their mouth is ever very good.
Well,
is
it time to elevate the dialogue around the country? And, you know, I mean, maybe we start fighting Imuses and Limbaughs and, you know, but I don't know if that's a tricky thing to get into. You know, I'm a strong proponent of freedom of speech, so it's just a tricky subject for me.
Yeah, and so then if freedom of speech, and David Letterman can say what he wants to say, but, you know, there is a point where you got to keep the kids out of it. You know what I mean? But to me, it's just a publicity stunt, too, for her to be more out there, getting the Republican right with her that, you know, all these liberals and Democrats are eating.
Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
To deal with the consequences of their actions. You got callers saying we need to elevate the dialogue. Well, okay, then why are you attacking the Palin family for the one daughter having a baby before she was married, or letting the family, or letting that boy live at their house? It's none of our business. Every single politician that
it is our business when she's running for the vice president of the United States. I disagree with you there.
Every single politician that I've seen that has a family puts their family up on the stage.
Oh yeah.
But
she picked and chose who she brought up on that stage.
Well, she couldn't bring her son up because he was going to Iraq. And a lady earlier said, "Oh, well, they put everybody up with the son." Well, he was.
Or the 14-year-old daughter, Willow. I didn't see Willow out there a whole lot. Hold on, Mark. I lost you. You still there, Mark? I think we lost Mark. Let's see if we can get him back on. Mark, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there. I didn't hit the button, but if you can get back in, I'll put you right back, move you up to the top. So apologize about that. We're going to Zach and Greeley. Zach, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Yes, sir. How's things going?
Things are going well, man.
Well, honestly, 27 calls to get into you this morning. Well done.
Really? Well, I'm sorry.
No,
but I appreciate your persistence.
No, I'm just glad that many people are interested.
Yeah, man. And, you know, a lot of people are telling me that I'm making a big issue out of this, out of nothing. But, you know, well, I mean, I'm looking around the Internet, and it's like the number one story on CNN, on Yahoo News, on, you know, I mean, it's a big story.
Well, and, you know, Americans love their drama. I mean, that's just the way it is. You know?
We do.
Which is why, if you're going to be intelligent about it, why would you throw your family into the spotlight? I mean, there's people, like, I heard a comment, and this obviously is not politics, but the lead singer from Weezer, have you ever heard anything about him? Who's the biggest musicians in history, no pictures. You know, no drama, no gossip. He intentionally leaves everything out of the spotlight so that nobody can get to him. And that's just the way he does it. Well, if you're going to throw up, you know, like you said, the select couple people there, you know, you're going to get comments, especially from, I mean, no one was saying anything. And people like Paris Hilton and Britney Spears and the Olsen twins. I mean, how many, you know, dirty old men were talking about, you know, having sex with the Olsen twins as soon as they turned 18? You know, and it's, I mean, granted, this is politics and not entertainment, but if you're going to be a celebrity in America, that's common ground is what's going to happen. And again, when we were talking about the Rush Limbaugh thing, Barack Obama didn't make any comments about the Barack, the Magic Negro, or whatever it was, because he knew, you know, he knew that Rush Limbaugh was talking about the satire or whatever that, so he didn't make a big deal with it. He didn't go, you know, on the news and stuff and, oh, you know,
and ask for Rush's head. Yeah.
Right. He took it. He let it go. He didn't, you know, cause a huge issue with it because he knew what it was. And obviously, Palin has no sense of humor, which doesn't entirely surprise me. But, of course, she's going to call attention. And, I mean, everybody who knew anything about the pregnancy of her daughter, which wasn't a lot of people, you know, I mean, it was kind of there at the back of the news and everything, knew who he was talking about. And she was the one who planted all of that stuff in the minds of other people. So does, you know, all of a sudden to be like, well, she wasn't talking about my older doctor who did get knocked up. I mean, regardless of.
She brought the attention to her 14-year-old and then made it. Yeah, she made the story, basically.
Right. And so she pulled it in instead of just ignoring it and being the bigger person like Barack was and all these other people. I mean, what about A-Rod? You know, he just if that was the case, then she just called A-Rod a rapist.
Yeah. Why isn't A-Rod going after Letterman? That's a good question, too.
You know,
you'd think that A-Rod would probably have the most ammo here against Letterman.
Well, he's going to enjoy it because it's just a comedian. I mean, people say horrible things. I think it was Bob Saget who said that working in Full House was horrible because he could tell that because of his father figure, he was never going to get to date the Olsen twins. You know, he said that on national radio, and no one said anything about that. You know, that's a dirty old man comment and way more ridiculous. You know, I mean, if you're going to be a celebrity in America, you need to be prepared to be satired. That's just the way it's going to be.
Yeah. No, and when if you're a politician or something, if you're running for the vice presidency, you are going to be in the limelight.
Right, absolutely. You know,
and you can't really sue for, you know, slander or libel unless it's really 100% false.
Right.
And I don't think they'd have their day in court on this one at all.
people are still making comments about, you know, Clinton and Lewinsky, you know, and what did he do about it? You know, he would laugh it off, too. You know, Bob Dole falling off of stuff. I mean, that was a medical condition, you know, and he didn't make a big deal about it.
Yeah, and the media was all over replaying that, replaying it, and making fun of him.
Yeah, so, I mean, and he would, in fact, he did on, I think it was Mad TV or something like that, showed up and fell off of something just for the audience. You know, have a sense of humor.
Yeah, I think we need to have a sense of humor. I think we all need to grow a little thicker skin, but I also think that there needs to be some kind of elevation in the dialogue about, you know, I mean, you know, sex is, I don't think it's taboo. But I think that some, you know, I think it's a little overt and in your face on TV nowadays.
It was a bad joke. I mean, it was in distaste. And you know what? He apologized for it. Granted, it took a week. But, I mean, when it's getting this much publicity, you're going to want to take your time and figure out exactly what you're going to want to say. I'm a lit major. And so I completely agree with trying to raise the bar in terms of all forms of media. But you can't, I mean, the guy apologized, which is what you do in a situation like that.
Yeah, but he did it a week later. You know, I think that maybe is where some of the scrutiny is coming under, too. And he didn't do it until after this pressure from advertisers, you know, until after, who was it? Embassy Suites pulled advertising.
Right.
That's when the apology came.
You may want to think if it blew over or not, you know, because a lot of people will just be like, listen, he was a comedian. I mean, what did Barack do when you know, the drugster did what he did. You know, he just let it go. And then
right, or when the New York Times ran that commercial or the cartoon thing with the monkey.
Right.
You know, being shot, he didn't make a big deal out of that when it could be easily construed that that was Barack Obama laying there, you know?
If you ignore it, it will go away.
Yeah.
Now you've got these, you know, ridiculous groups that are going to sit here and pick fights and cause problems and do their best to be in the media as much as possible.
Zach, great call, man.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
A million. You are in the entering for a pair of tickets to Mile High Music Festival. All you got to do is get in on the show, talk to me, and your name will go into the hat. We'll pull it at the end of the show, and you will be the lucky winner of a pair of tickets. That's Sunday, July 19th at Dick's Sporting Good Fields, Widespread Panic, The Fray 303, Thievery Corporation, Government Mule, and tons of others will be there. So get in here. Sorry about Mark. If you're out there, call us back. I do have that open line, 303-713-7600. We'll be right back after a quick check of traffic with Todd Parker.
Cruiser looking around for an accident in the tech center right around Dry Creek.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
1-866. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866.
Are you having trouble with your memory? Are you unable to recall information about yourself, your family, or friends? Do you often forget where you placed items such as your keys, wallet, or glasses? If you're a healthy man or woman over the age of 55 and are currently experiencing mild memory problems, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Denver is recruiting people like you to participate in a study to determine whether exercise training or a study drug can improve memory function. The study drug and exercise both help improve insulin to work better in the body. Insulin is also important for healthy brain function. For your participation, you'll receive health screening tests which include information on memory function, diabetes, cholesterol, body fat, and bone density. Monetary compensation will be available for eligible participants. If you or someone you know is over the age of 55 and would like further information regarding this study, please call 720-848-6376. Again, that's 720-848-6376.
Like my little nephew always says, why get one scoop of ice cream when you can get two? Well, seems like Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels agree, because this summer they're serving up double points for every stay. That means I earn free nights faster with the Choice Privileges Rewards Program. So make sure to get your double scoopage of points. Book your stay with a Econo Lodge or Roadway Inn at choicehotels.com or 800-4-CHOICE to qualify.
Members earn points when paying qualifying rates. Valid 5/21 through 8/13/09. See choicehotels.com for details.
Right now, the Home Depot has a special buy on a Ryobi 10-inch miter saw or 10-inch table saw. Your choice for just $99. You save $15, but you're just scratching the surface. Take on a woodworking project yourself and you'll save another bundle thanks to that Ryobi 10-inch miter saw or 10-inch table saw you got for only $99. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only through June 25th while supplies last. See store for details.
Coming up Tuesday on the Tom Harbin program, I'll confront Dr. John West at the Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Birds aren't really descended from dinosaurs after all. On what planet would that be, Dr. West? Plus, Dr. George Lakoff, author of The Political Mind, now out in paperback, will be here to talk about the new paternalism and the Obama Code. And, of course, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Harbin program.
It's the Tom Harbin program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Maybe I should get Stacy a miter saw for our 10-year anniversary. She loves power tools. Just telling Erica, my Valentine's Day present to Stacy was, some of you are going to hate this and hate me for it, but I gave her a steam cleaner for Valentine's Day. But she says it was the greatest Valentine's Day present she ever got. We use it a lot. We got three kids, so. Anyway, we're talking about Sarah Palin and David Letterman and his joke that kind of went the wrong way about their daughter. Some, you know, say it was about Willow, the 14-year-old, and asking for David Letterman's firing, saying it's his words were more egregious than those of Don Imus. And one group is organizing a protest today, and they're calling themselves Fire David Letterman Campaign. What do you think? Was it a bad joke just gone bad? Do you think he should be fired? What's your opinion on this one? We're going to head back to the phones. Eric in Arvada, you're on AM 760. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, and congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so happy you're doing this.
It's fun to do it, man. And it's, you know, I got great callers like you, so
I would say one thing for sure, John. Opportunities are rarely perfect, but you got to jump on them when they come. And, we all want Jay to get back there, but take this thing and run with it. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
On the Letterman thing, he's always been mean-spirited. He's always, down through the years, he's crossed the line repeatedly. I've never really appreciated his humor because he's too mean. I think that heart attack mellowed him out a few years ago. But he's got that mean and nasty streak in him. But I do think that the writer confused Willow with Bristol, and it somehow got through into the joke line for the night. I think they just made a mistake. The problem is that they gave the Republicans ammunition to shoot him with. And, yeah, I think Bob's right. I think the Republicans do have it in for him because he's damaged them down through the years. But that being said, Palin, now she's the perfect Republican politician. She's predatory. She's vicious. She's nasty. And these are the types of topics that the Republicans can change the landscape with. When you think about this, they appeal to what I call the Republican jaywalking base. They're dumb as posts. They listen to one side of the spectrum, and this is the type of thing they can run with. They can go with the idea that Obama doesn't have a birth certificate and that people like Palin people like Letterman are predatory. They're child molesters, and they can really appeal to this. So there's a lot of ammunition that Letterman, by making that mistake, gave the Republicans. It'll die out, but it's going to go for a while.
Well, you know, but I also think that it's probably helping him with the ratings race against Conan O'Brien.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that.
You know, Conan just went on, a week and a half ago?
I didn't even think about that.
So maybe it's a concerted flap between the both of them.
I didn't even think about that.
You know? I don't know.
Well, I know.
But I do think that, you know,
go ahead.
If Bristol Palin was not in attendance there and the joke was meant to be towards Bristol Palin, the writers and David Letterman should pay for it. I don't know how you make them pay for it. I think losing an advertiser is a big enough one, but some people are asking for them to be fired.
Well, it was. was a screw up, and you know, dealing with a 14-year-old, I didn't see the show that night. But when I heard the joke, I went, "Oh, that's a mistake."
Yeah, big mistake.
I mean, right off the bat, that's a mistake. But I think, you know, Palin is the type of predatory politician. She's going to jump. She's going to jump all over that. And so is the Republicans. That's what they do. They defeat Democrats by getting as nasty and as mean and as getting off the topic as possible.
And yeah, distracting the debate on what should we be talking about. Should we be talking about the economy and health care, this flat between Sarah Palin and David Letterman?
And what, you know, and what should we be talking about? The fact that we're worried that the president is not going to have the support to ram through single payer. Instead, we're talking about this.
Yep.
But anyway, hey, great job.
Hey, thanks a lot, Eric. And we'll talk about some more serious stuff, too, as well. So I appreciate it.
Gotcha.
All right. Let's go to Morgan in Denver. Morgan, good morning. You're on AM 760. Hi.
Hi. Hey, I just want to say that I'm as left-wing as you get. And I think even if that joke was about Bristol, I mean, who's the older daughter, Bristol?
Bristol's the 18-year-old.
Why is she shouldn't be made jokes about. A young woman.
She is a young woman. She is 18, but, you know, and I agree with you. I think that...
To say she was knocked up. Well, geez, she's a woman who got pregnant, I'm sure, because they didn't talk to her about birth control. She should be an easy target. You know, she's not the celebrity. She's not the one that's putting herself out there. It's her mother. Why is it okay to make jokes about her?
I don't think it should be.
I don't either. And
I don't think it was funny whether it was intended for Bristol or Willow.
No, I don't either. I don't think I'm pretty actually horrified at all these callers who seem to think that she's fair game.
She's just 18. She's not a celebrity, but her mom kind of made her. Did her mom make her a celebrity, though?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying that just because a young woman
she's out
of wedlock does not make her in the same category as Paris Hilton, who puts pictures of herself.
Right.
On the internet.
Yeah, but, you know, she is out there preaching abstinence, though. But had a baby out of, you know, without being married, under 18.
Yes, she is. She's preaching abstinence. But you know what? She's an innocent young woman.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a boy involved also. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's not out there having sex with Alex Rodriguez. It's ridiculous.
I wonder where Alex Rodriguez is on this whole thing.
Yeah.
I wonder why he hasn't, you know... Like, hey, man, you can't talk about me knocking up somebody.
Right. Especially, you know, I mean, it's not like she's putting herself out there like somebody like Paris Hilton is. She's not. She was home in Alaska with the boyfriend. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Probably never got talked to about birth control. She should not be a target. And I don't think it's okay that David Letterman said that. And like I say, I'm as left-wing as they come. I hate Sarah Palin.
Yeah, and I'm all about free speech, but this one has just got me in a pickle. I don't know why.
Well, I think you're right. When you said earlier that people were so angry about what
Don Imus, yeah.
Yeah. But people are saying, oh, well,
I mean,
okay.
Both are extremely offensive.
Right. They both are.
Yeah.
I don't think Bristol Palin should be a target. I don't think that just because a young woman has a baby, that makes her a slut. I just don't think that's okay.
Morgan, great call. Hey, thanks a lot.
Sure.
I appreciate it. And call me again this week. You're already entered in to win a pair of tickets to Mile High Music Festival, okay, just for calling and getting in.
Okay.
We'll pull a name towards the end of the show. Thanks a lot, Morgan. Have a great day. Take another quick one here before break. John in Golden. John, what is going on in your world?
Thanks for getting to me. I couldn't disagree with the last caller more.
Okay.
I thought it was hilarious. She is a celebrity. She's posed on every cover of every magazine, proudly with her baby and her cap and gown, I seem to recall.
Mm-hmm.
What a terrible message that is to it look like encouraging that type of stuff.
But she was kind of thrust into the limelight back in the whole pre-election deal.
True. Not by Letterman.
Through her mother, not by her choice.
Not by Letterman either.
Right.
And you know what? The hypocrisy of her preaching abstinence is why it's funny. And it's not like she's a quote-unquote innocent or that she didn't quote-unquote deserve this joke. I mean, people make mistakes. They pay for them. But when you become hypocritical about it, is where it becomes funny. And frankly, not even that shocking if it were about the 14-year-old. I don't believe it was in the least little bit. But in my opinion, I'd have laughed at that too, simply because of the family's history and the hypocrisy of the family.
You make great points, John.
Well, thank you.
And that's why I'm in a pickle on this one.
And I'm sure I'm going to be a bully or whatever. But
no, you're no bully.
I have a 9-year-old daughter.
I have a 7-year-old daughter, but I don't want anybody making jokes about my daughter sexually.
Of course not.
But, you know, even when she's 18.
But if she were in the same family history, same personal history, same hypocrisy about the way she's talking now, you know, you better expect them. You better expect the jokes because they're kind of funny.
Right.
That's what jokes are. They point out hypocrisy in life. And
it's just sometimes it's hard to figure out whether if the jokes are coming from a comedian or a talking head or a pundit or a news person. You know what I'm
well,
saying?
They got to be funny. This one, frankly, was.
All right.
This one was funny. The other, you know, you can have a mean-spirited joke that's not like Mallard Fillmore, that weird comic in the paper.
Right.
His aren't even funny. They're just mean-spirited. You know, there's some humor to that.
Hey, I read Mad Magazine still to this day. I'm a subscriber to Mad Magazine, and you should see how rotten they get in there. And they tend to lean, you know, Mad Magazine leans a little left.
Well, yeah.
I won't lie. But
you know what? Somebody brought up that Letterman's always been a Democrat. I don't think so. I remember, and this is a long time ago, and I'm sure no one else remembers it, but when he interviewed Bush, when Bush was running against Gore the first time. And they do all the talk show circuits. I saw that interview, and I said, oh, Bush just won the election. I mean, it was a great piece for Bush.
Right.
So, I mean,
I don't know where David Letterman lands.
I don't know.
I've always thought he's kind of a lefty, but I don't know. I might be wrong.
My wife thinks that Leno was more lefty than...
See, I think Leno was a righty.
Oh, that's what I meant.
I don't know, but it's hard to tell. We shouldn't even know, you know, what their politics are, but...
And I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, he hides it. He's even-handed. It was funny, people. It was funny.
John, hey, great
call,
man.
She deserved. She quote, deserved it.
All right. Let's see what our listeners think. What do you think of John's comment? All right. He thinks Bristol Palin deserved this comment. All right, John, have a great day. 303-713-7600. We do have a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival on the line. All you got to do is get into the show and talk with me, and your name will be entered in to win here at the end of the show. Going to step aside. More of your phone calls. John, Kevin, Martin, all hang on. We'll get to you right after this brief word from our sponsors. But first, traffic with Todd Parker.
Crews are looking around for an accident on 36 right around Interlochen. Now, as far as the rest of the highways go, we're still looking at some heavy spots on both 225 as well as on I-25 downtown. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a warm day with a high of about 81, 82 degrees. There is a slight chance of seeing some afternoon thunderstorms as those clouds roll in. Currently, 64 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Trade in and save. Get $50 off an HP OfficeJet Pro all-in-one printer when you trade in your old laser printer at participating retailers. For details, see hp.com/go/color for less.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM 760.
Father's Day is right around the corner. Are you still trying to figure out what to get that dad in your life this year? Why not give him the gift of golf? Hi, it's Karen from Golf Aurora. Our 7 golf courses all sell gift cards in any denomination. Dad can use them for green fees, cart rentals, the driving range, and merchandise. Stop by any of Aurora's golf shops and pick up the gift that Dad will really appreciate, an Aurora golf gift card. Lesson packages are also available at all Aurora courses from our highly qualified professionals. For more info, visit golfaurora.com. That's golfaurora.com.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I pass the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I pass the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Into the 70s, those ugly old cabinets are so dated looking, it's embarrassing. And don't even get me started on my bathrooms. I'd love to get new cabinets, but we just can't afford it.
If you don't think you can afford to update your kitchen, you haven't discovered Designer Surplus. We sell high-quality hardwood kitchen cabinets for less, way less. Call now for your beautiful full-color catalog. 1-800-991-1337. You'll see beautiful beautiful, solid wood, high-quality kitchen packages for under $1,000. Choose from Golden Oak, Dark Chocolate, American Cherry, Shaker White, and more, all at a nearby store or ship directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities, too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a designer surplus location near you, and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
Hi, this is William Bronchick, host of the Real Estate Expert Show. The real estate market is in the tank, the government is bailing out banks and homeowners, and at the same time, savvy investors are quietly buying up properties and getting wealthy. Learn how each Saturday at 9 a.m. here on AM 760.
Starlight, Starbright, I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight. I need a job with benefits and a coffee cup with my name on it.
Right now, there's an employer looking for someone like Fred, and he'll find someone like Fred, but he won't find Fred. Instead, he'll find all the smart job seekers that did something Fred didn't do.
Post his resume absolutely free at DenverHelpWanted.com.
And people saying, hi, Fred, want to have lunch?
In today's economy, even if you have a job, you never know when you're going to need one. Put yourself where employers can find you. DenverHelpWanted.com.
One awkward moment, though, during the game. Maybe you heard about it. Maybe you saw it on one of the highlight reels. One awkward moment for Sarah Palin at the Yankee game. During the seventh inning, her daughter was knocked up by Alex Rodriguez. You can see how that'd be awkward. Now cut that out. Get back in the dugout.
Now, if you listen to that joke as it played out live on national television, you do hear the audience gave it quite a big roar, a laugh, an applause. So it seems like most of that audience thought it was funny. What do you think? CBS has lost an advertiser in Embassy Suites. A group is calling for the firing of David Letterman, saying that his comments are more egregious than those of Don Imus, and CBS fired him for those comments. We're taking your calls, 303-713-7600. We're heading back now. We're going to talk to John in Aurora. John, welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir. I'm glad you played that clip again.
Good morning.
You don't cut funny. If the audience thinks it's funny, the man is a comedian. And, yeah, I don't particularly care for Letterman all that much. I'm a little older. I'm more of a Johnny Carson guy. I kind of miss the
Carnac the Magnificent.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love Johnny Carson.
I miss the class that he brought to late-night television. That being said, if the audience wants that, then, you know, the Republicans are all about the free market. Let's let the free market decide.
Good point.
You know, and
let the free market decide whether they're going to watch him or not watch him and watch Conan instead.
Exactly. And this is not the first time that Palin has dreamed up this media campaign against her. You know, she was all over Oprah for not having her on the show during the campaign, and Oprah decided across the board she wasn't going to have any of the politicians on during the campaign. That was going to be her policy. And people were all anti-Oprah about that. And my wife, who had never subscribed to Oprah's magazine before, said, you know what? If all these people are going to start attacking her, I'm going to go out and get a subscription to her magazine to support her. I think that's what people who feel that...
Right? Exactly. Go on and sign on to the abstinence tour with Bristol Palin.
Well, seek out David Letterman's advertisers and specifically... use their products and services if you support David Letterman in this.
Yeah. Now let the free market pan out. John, great call.
And as far as Bristol thrusting herself into this, I agree with you that she did not initially start this process. Certainly her mother did. I think her mother was very selfish in even to run as the VP, knowing that her 17-year-old unwed daughter was pregnant, knowing this had to come out.
I'm amazed they picked her when they knew that.
Exactly. And she accepted, knowing full well that this was not a story that was going to be kept carpet. So mom was selfish in doing it in the first place. But Bristol, I can't remember, I think it was John from Golden, was saying that she's appeared on all these magazine covers. She appeared on every talk show talking about abstinence-only education. She might not have placed herself in the limelight to begin with, but she has certainly continued it. She has made herself fair game.
And she's probably making some decent money now, too, as an 18-year-old.
Sure. And I agree that, you know, an 18-year-old sex life probably isn't the best topic for jokes, but honey, if you put yourself out there, then you have to deal with the positive and the negative.
Yeah. Hey man, good call, John. Thanks for calling in.
Take care.
Your name is in the pot for a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. This came to me via instant message, which you can do at am760.net. Click on lineup, click on Jay Marvin. On the left-hand side, you'll see a little icon that says instant message Jay. John, you keep drawing a comparison in the Letterman versus Palin controversy to Imus, yet I have yet to hear anybody bring up CBS News anchor Dan Rather, who was fired by CBS because of his reporting of W. Bush's questionable military record. Rather spoke the truth, and CBS didn't have the integrity to stand behind him. I was a longtime viewer of that news broadcast, but that changed when Rather was fired. If Letterman goes down over this, as far as I'm concerned, I will not watch CBS. You, referring to me, are serving as a mouthpiece for the right wing, I am sorry to say. Gosh, I hope not. Am I serving as a mouthpiece for the right now? I don't know. I just think I have an opinion on this one. I just don't think the joke was funny, and I think that I don't think he should be fired, but I think that maybe there needs to be some kind of ramifications or an elevation of dialogue. That's all I'm saying. Going back to the phones, let's go to Kevin in Boulder. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, John, it's Kevin, the Boulder Liberal.
Uh-oh. Hey, how are you, man?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
I wanted to comment about this phony outrage that Sarah Palin is generating about Letterman. She's the one that made it about Willow, and it wasn't a very tasteful joke, but Letterman's made very poor taste jokes about Paris Hilton, A-Rod, Madonna, and a number of people, and none of them have gotten hot under the collar about it. She just wants the media attention and will do anything to get it. And she can. It just shows that she can dish it out, but she can't take it, is really what it boils down to. If she's going to... Oh, but the main comment I wanted to make was, is that Bristol Palin, I saw her on the cover of People magazine, which with her...
I have that sitting, yeah, my wife is a subscriber.
Right, with her baby, which most definitely makes her a celebrity.
Yeah, she's...
Once you're a celebrity, your life is over as far as privacy goes.
It is. So. You're right. But like it's been said before, she didn't put herself in the limelight. Her mom kind of did. Now she may be just piggybacking on it because of her situation. Maybe she wants cash. Maybe she really is promoting abstinence and believes in it. But, you know, I mean, then why doesn't she practice it? I mean, their family seems extremely hypocritical, and I think you're right in saying that Sarah Palin made this the story. I mean, if she didn't say anything on the Today Show the next day, this would be nothing. You know, everybody would assume that he was talking about Bristol and no big deal.
Right. And it was like your other caller said, it's the hypocrisy of it is what people found humorous about the joke, not the sexual innuendo.
Yeah.
I mean, for all the jokes that
David Letterman does a lot of sexual jokes, and he has over the years.
He's made tons of jokes about Paris Hilton and has the Hilton hotel chain pulled their ads. Not that they had any, but, you know.
Drew Barrymore got up and exposed her breasts on the David Letterman show live on TV. Nothing was made out of that.
Good point.
You know?
And I think it's just Sarah wanting to be in the limelight. Maybe she's just the shiny ball to distract people from what's really going on.
Yeah. Well, I hate to be adding to that, and I hope I'm not serving as a mouthpiece for the right on this. I don't think it's a left versus right issue, but maybe it is. Maybe I'm wrong on that. And if you think I am, 303-713-7600. Kevin, thanks a billion, brother.
You bet. Great.
All right.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too, man. Let's go to Martin in Greeley. Martin, you're on AM760. I'm John Turk. What's up?
Hey, good to talk to you, John.
You too.
Excuse me. No, I think that, you know, you're definitely not serving as a mouthpiece, but, you know, that I think that whole thing is just being blown way out of proportion. You know, I'm pretty sure the Letterman show has writers, you know, and whereas Imus just says what, you know, comes to his mind. So, I don't think the kids are fair game.
Yeah, everything is scripted in the Letterman show, basically.
Absolutely.
Except for the side questions during the interviewing process.
I'm sure, yeah, you know, but, you know, I'm of the opinion, you know, leave the kids out of it. You know, maybe she's putting herself in the limelight now, but, you know, I don't think that they should be fair game. You know, if somebody would said something about like that about President Obama's children, you know, it would be just a firestorm, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't think, you know, I just don't think that they should be fair game at all.
And Martin, you know, I think there's a lot of people are divided on this one. I'm catching a lot of crap for taking, I'm not taking the Palin side, but I'm just saying, you know, this is, I don't think the joke was funny. And, you know, if I would have been in that audience, I don't know if I would have laughed at it. When you're talking about somebody, you know, you're talking about somebody's daughter. They didn't say, you know, Bristol Palin. He said, you know, Sarah Palin's daughter.
Absolutely. You know, and that whole thing goes back to, you know, just because, you know, Sarah Palin's, you know, out there, if, you know, they're making that big deal that, I'm sorry, I just lost my train there, but that, I don't know where I was going with that.
It's all right, Martin.
No, that, you know, that she's making a big deal about it, but, you know, if the joke hadn't been made, you know, then she wouldn't have nothing to make a big deal out of to start with, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it just all goes back to that, you know. So,
and you know what? I bet if you just search around the internet and looked up Sarah Palin like jokes or Bristol Palin jokes, there's a billion of them out there.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was just the right opportune time for them to hop on it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, John.
You too, man. Call me. I got a few more days this week, so feel free to jump back in, okay?
Absolutely.
We got giveaways to the Mile High Festival all week long. Martin, thanks for the call. Let's take one more. Jess in Denver, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, John?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. Hey, I just wanted to say that it's just this whole hypocrisy thing, man. We got to quit letting these people get away with this. And what I mean by that is that this is the party of family and moral values. And I think the joke was in part because Levi came out and said that he was there, and Sarah knew that he was having sex living in the house. And so Sarah said, bye, we let it happen. Second of all, is that, you know, she did thrust herself on limelight. And when they had the Republican National Convention, they trumped her out, and the Republicans, usually what they'll say is, you know, any other team that would be a welfare queen.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have any jobs.
They're like, look at how solid this family is, how they stick together through tough times.
Right, yeah. They didn't have any jobs, no way of taking care of the baby. And yet, you know, here they are again, you know, and they're getting upset because it's just so hypocritical. That would be a welfare queen if it wasn't anybody else. And then you look at them, they're complaining about Barack Obama going to take his wife on a trip to New York where Palin had issues where she was spending all this money on wardrobes. She had another issue where she was charging all these food, charging a bunch of things back to the governor's mansion, like per diem or whatnot. You know, she had issues with that. So it's just like it's a welfare queen, really.
Yeah, but it's not brought up like that.
Yeah, it's not portrayed that way, you know.
Well, you know, I don't know if I'd call Bristol Palin a welfare queen. And they, you know, the right would, if it would have happened on the left, they probably would have said the same thing.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying she is either.
Yeah, no, it's hypocritical. I look at the Palin family, and I'm just like, whoa, they are one of the most bizarre families on the planet. And yet somehow she was the vice president pick. And, you know, I've seen pictures of, you know, Bristol Palin in her teenage years, you know, with bottles of whiskey. And, you know, I mean, it looks like she had a pretty loose household growing up.
Right, yeah.
You know, I don't know if mom was around a whole lot.
Yeah, and
so, and that they preach these principles, but yet they can't abide by them. And I just, you know, hypocrites are my least favorite type of people in the world.
I agree.
But
yeah, because if you remember during the convention, man, they trumped her out there, and they had standing ovations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with a teen pregnant.
And they trumped out their kid with a handicap, and meanwhile, she refused to take funding for stuff that would have helped her child in Alaska.
Right.
I mean, yeah, she's a hypocrite all the way around, period. Jess, great call, man. Thanks, and call me again, okay?
Okay, I will, John.
Thanks. All right, brother. Have a great day. 303-713-7600. Taking a quick break, and then we'll be back. Take a couple more calls. Hit top of the hour CBS News, and then we'll hit some more phone calls in the 9 o'clock hour. Do get in, 303-713-7600. We got our Mile High Music Festival ticket giveaway, so get in line, talk to me, and you got an automatic chance to win. 303-713-7600. Todd Parker has got our traffic.
Watch out for a crash on the boulder-bound side of 36 right around Interlochen. They're cleaning up a wreck in the tech center from Dry Creek as you're trying to make your way onto those northbound lanes of I-25. Surface street crash in the cleanup stages, Hampton near Happy Canyon. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be another warm day with a high of about 81 degrees. Currently, partly cloudy skies, and it's 65. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Remember, at your King Soopers Pharmacy, you'll find hundreds of generic prescriptions priced at just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. Get more value for the way you live every day at King Soopers.
This is Ed Schultz. I hope you'll join me weekdays right here on AM 760.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
Talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at Coloradco.com.
Your seat at a free InvestTools class in your area. Learn how to spot investment opportunities and how you can profit from them when everyone else is running for the hills. Visit TryInvestTools.com to get that edge. To attend a free InvestTools class in your area, visit TryInvestTools.com. That's TryInvestTools.com.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible. And now you can too. Better yet, you can start learning a language for free. Call now to get your free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. 1-800-700-8550. Your free demo comes equipped with the tools you need to start learning a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. And to prove it, we want you to try our amazing language demo absolutely free. Just call Rosetta Stone and see how fast and easy it is to learn a language. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-8550. Now you can learn languages the same way that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and thousands of schools have for years. And best of all, you can start for free. Experience the fastest way to learn a language guaranteed. Call now to get your free demo from Rosetta Stone and start learning any of 30 languages for free. Call 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
Triple scores and reports free as a trial member of Privacy Matters 123.
In this latest segment on Speaking Money, did you know people are spying on your credit score and you could be losing money without even knowing it? We're here with Robert Shirley from Better Money Management to explain. Robert, is that true?
Well, it's a fact. Credit card companies, lenders, insurance companies, they're all constantly checking your credit score and use it to decide what to charge you.
Is that bad?
Well, if there's a mistake, you could be paying through the nose unnecessarily.
So what can you do?
Well, the smartest thing to do is check your credit score.
Like on one of those internet services?
Exactly. But I recommend a service called FreeScore123.com.
Okay, why them?
Well, everybody has three different credit reports, and those scores can be different. But at FreeScore123.com, you can get all three scores for free and see what they say about you.
Free? Wow.
Check them out. Could save you a lot of money.
Okay, then. Get your three scores for free at FreeScore123.com. That's FreeScore123.com.
Just telling Erica how much I'm into blue oil. You guys heard of blue oil? Rub that stuff in my feet. I sleep like a baby almost every night. Haven't been the last couple nights because I'm doing this radio show, but I'm one of the most nervous people in the world as well. Heading back to the phones. Get one more in here before CBS News. Brian in Fort Collins. You're on AM 760. Good morning. Brian, you with me?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Hey, John, one thing that when this whole controversy first came up, I didn't see it. So I thought originally the joke was about Bristol Palin. And, so, you know, I think to the degree that Letterman is getting a lot of flack for this. The basic mistake he made was if the joke had been about Bristol and if she was the one that was at the game, then, you know, I don't think there would be that much controversy about this. It's when it turns out that it's Willow and, you know, she's underage. And that's what makes this offensive. It's offensive to Alex Rodriguez because he's basically being made a joke because it's saying he's capable of statutory rape.
During the seventh inning stretch.
Yeah,
you know? He is able to leave the dugout, go have sex with Sarah Palin's daughter all during the seventh inning stretch.
Right. One other quick point, John.
Yeah, man. 30 seconds.
All right. Barack Obama sort of, I think he set the bar the right place. And he said, you know, during the campaign, and he was talking about the campaigns, not about comedians, but he said, you know, families are not fair game. And
yeah, Barack Obama said that, and that's great. Hey, listen, I only have about 5 seconds left, so I got to cut you short. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem, John.
All right, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Hang on the line if you're on. More of your calls coming up after news. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 Minutes. CBS Evening News. Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
You've always been active, but your body's not cooperating like it used to. Know why? It's your joints. They're thirsty. Cartilage, your joint's natural shock absorber, loses water as it ages and could use some lubrication to keep working as it should. So how do you keep your joints healthy and flexible? With Joint Juice Fitness Water. The first and only enhanced water designed to hydrate your joints as well as your body. Each 10-calorie bottle of Joint Juice Fitness Water is packed with a full day supply of glucosamine to help keep the cartilage in your joints lubricated, providing flexibility so you can keep doing what you do. As part of a healthy lifestyle, use Joint Juice Fitness Water daily to keep your joints healthy and flexible. Look for the blue Joint Juice Fitness Water bottles in 3 great flavors, berry, lemon, and kiwi strawberry, in the enhanced water section of your favorite retailer. Lubricate your joints with Joint Juice Fitness Water.
Brought to you by Joint Juice. Now available in all King Superstores.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Iranians on both sides of the political divide are in the streets of Tehran. One rally is in support of pro-reform presidential candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi. Reporter Saeed Kamali Degan is there.
The riot police were not expecting people to gather in front of the state-run TV because they were threatened in the morning to be killed. But now I can estimate that there were 50,000 of people in front of the state-run TV.
Thousands of others have come out to demonstrate for President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Homa Lesji is a reporter for the Iranian government-funded Press TV. She says the police presence isn't great because the Mousavi rally has moved.
I'm not seeing a very strongest presence of security forces here. The thing is, the rally is very peaceful because the supporters of Mr. Mousavi are not here anymore.
The rallies come as Iran's Guardian Council announces plans for a limited recount of disputed ballots from last week's election. Signs that the housing recession may be turning around. The Commerce Department says new home construction jumped more in May than at any time in 3 months. Bezero financial economist Diane Swong says the 17.2% increase signals to her that the darkest days may be behind us.
The worst of the declines, the big drag and headwind in this market for home construction itself, is now appears to be abating.
And in another positive sign, applications for building permits climbed last month by 4%. But the Federal Reserve says industrial production fell in May for the seventh straight month. The 1.1% drop was bigger than analysts had expected, reflecting softening demand for such items as household appliances, machinery, and cars, with GM and Chrysler leading the way in production cutbacks. A growing number of Americans drowning in debt are catching a break from their credit card companies because more of them are willing to talk. Adam Levin, one of the founders of Credit.com, says talking is better than hiding.
I think it's a big mistake when people try to avoid creditors. You have a better chance as long as you have a dialogue going.
But Levin says negotiating a lower payoff should still be a last resort because of the effect it has on a person's credit rating. People having their identities ripped off is a problem that is getting worse. CBS News correspondent Peter King reports on new numbers from the Identity Theft Resource Center.
As of last week, there have been 250 known breaches of data and paper records this year.
We're talking about government, we're talking about commercial entities, we're talking about medical health providers, military.
Identity Theft Resource Center founder Linda Foley says paper breaches accounted for a quarter of all cases.
One of the breaches had 10 dumpsters sitting in the back, all filled to capacity.
Foley says that could be changed with common sense and by expanding laws to protect paper as well as computer data. Peter King, CBS News.
And checking the Wall Street numbers at this hour, right now the Dow is up 21 points, the Nasdaq 13, the S&P 500 ahead 3. This is CBS News.
Valvoline is introducing the first engine guarantee up to, get this, 300,000 miles. Register before 75,000 miles right now at Valvoline.com. Then head over to Advance Auto Parts and get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $14.99. See stores or Valvoline.com for details and limitations. Valvoline's got the guarantee, Advance has the offer, and you've got no worries for a long, long time. Advance Auto Parts, that's keeping the wheels turning.
Hey, over here.
Who said that?
It's me, hon. Last year's Father's Day gift. You know, the nose hair trimmer.
Oh.
So what's this I hear about you getting him a TomTom GPS this year?
Well, Dad's kind of obsessed with shortcuts. So with TomTom's IQ routes, he'll always know the fastest way to get anywhere.
What, are you trying to make me look bad or something?
No, I just...
Gee, I wonder what Dad'll like more. Brilliant, all-knowing TomTom or a nose hair trimmer? It is so over for me.
Say goodbye to lame Father's Day gifts. Say hello to TomTom.
General Motors has signed away its Saab brand to a Swedish consortium. More from reporter Jeff Gilbert in Detroit.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update.
It's such a nice change.
Denver Water's Greg Fisher, one of the few celebrating Colorado's unusually wet June. The water department can now boast full reservoirs.
We're using about 190 million gallons a day this year. Typically, you'll see about 350 million gallons a day in a typical June.
But not everyone's happy with the way moisture's arriving in Colorado, especially when it's accompanied by hail and tornadoes.
Well, it was a roar like more than a train or anything. It was huge.
That's 82-year-old Bryce Grensham describing the tornado that destroyed his 100-year-old barn in Elbert County. That twister downed another barn a few miles away, as well as an airplane hangar. Forecasters believe today's weather will be calmer. Former Colorado State Senate President Peter Groff is taking some heat. The Associated Press reporting Groff paid his staff $30,000 in bonuses this year before he left office, despite a statewide hiring freeze and budget crisis. And longtime Golden attorney Norton Fricke has died. Fricke was known for his television ads, which he began shortly after a 50-year-old ban on attorney advertising was lifted by the U.S. Supreme Court 30 years ago. The Denver Post reports Norton Fricke was 84 years old. Sports, Rockies and Tampa Bay at Coors Field tonight. The Rocks, of course, going for that franchise record 12th win in a row. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining Showbiz. After a huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
Showbiz.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining
Showbiz.
Actress Demi Moore has reportedly offered Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle close to $50,000 to sing at her and Ashton Kutcher's fourth wedding anniversary later this year. A source close to the couple has revealed that they think that Susan is absolutely brilliant and that she would eat Ashton alive if she got her hands on him.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers or network bosses didn't want to change a thing.
Technology.
Microsoft is renaming and relaunching its web search engine. Bing.com promises simpler searches and more detailed results by having a better understanding of your search requirements and by compiling additional information relating to your search. In the U.S. alone, Google currently has more than 64% of the search market, Yahoo 20%, but as Bing.com grows in the coming weeks and months, this could all change.
Ladies and gentlemen,
reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet.
Placed in a little late, and I'll run through a few of these. Last September, skit on Saturday Night Live suggested incest in the Palin family. What about the husband, asked a Mock Times reporter. You know he's doing those daughters. I mean, come on, it's Alaska. No outrage. Sarah Palin appeared on the show 1 month later in late October. Days after the announcement of Bristol's pregnancy, Conan O'Brien joked, it's true, John McCain's running mate, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, has revealed that her 17-year-old daughter is pregnant. Palin said, we should never have introduced her to John Edwards. Where was the outrage? Was Conan promoting infidelity with an underage girl? From two different Tonight shows, Governor Palin announced over the weekend that her 17-year-old unmarried daughter is 5 months pregnant. Oh boy, you thought John Edwards was in trouble before. Now he's really done it. And all the Republicans are heaping praise on Governor Palin. Fred Thompson said, as an actor, he could see them making a movie about Sarah Palin and her family. Didn't they already make that movie? I think it was called Knocked Up. That was a quote by Jay Leno. Craig Ferguson skit of Larry King versus Levi Johnson asked about kinky sex with the drapes open. Craig Ferguson's honorary Alaska citizenship granted by Governor Palin wasn't rescinded. According to expense reports, Sarah Palin charged the state of Alaska over $21,000 for her children to travel with her on official business. In fairness to Governor Palin, when she leaves them home alone, they get pregnant, Seth Meyers, SNL. Sarah Palin was in a sketch with Meyers a week earlier. So you see there's several examples here, and I'm going to go to the number one reason. And this says, the candidate who must be obeyed was talking about Palin's family when he said kids are off limits. Jake Tapper of ABC News interviewed when then-candidate Obama and asked Governor Palin and her husband and issued a statement today saying their 17-year-old daughter, Bristol, who is unmarried, is 5 months pregnant. Do you have any reaction? Again, he said, kids are off limits. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Also want to get back to what I was talking about in hour one. I got my 10-year anniversary coming up. I'm looking at the Broadmoor. It's really expensive down there. I could maybe do one-night stay up at the Stanley Hotel for half the price. I'm trying to figure out where to take my wife for our 10-year. Should I just sack up and ditch out a lot of cash to go down to Broadmoor for world-class resort? Or is there someplace else in Colorado I should be thinking of? 303-713-7600. We're also giving away a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. Back to the phones. We're going to go in the order they came. Matt in Arvada, thank you so much for hanging on. Matt, you're on the show.
Hey, man. I was just calling because I think that everything that most that people have said about Sarah Palin is accurate in terms of her manipulating the media. One thing I don't think has been really touched on, though, is how Bristol, whenever she gave birth to her child, she went out saying how abstinence really did not work. And now she's saying that abstinence is the way. And it's a complete 180. I just haven't heard anyone really touch on it at all. And it seems like a very, very large deal.
It does. It is a complete 180.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just about, 4 months ago, she was saying that it wasn't realistic.
Yeah.
And now she's out pimping abstinence only.
I know. It's. I don't get it, but I think it's a large deal that the media really needs to, take hold of more.
Yeah. So do you think they were just grabbing onto this to make themselves get themselves back in the media?
Well, you know, my field is in mental health. My bachelor's is in psych, and so looking at people when they're lying is something that I do a lot.
Right.
And this, I mean, for me, it's pretty obvious that she's lying. She's manipulating. She has a background in journalism to do it. It doesn't seem like she really caught on to it until recently, but
right.
But nevertheless, it looks like she. I think every bodily behavior that she has just yells. I'm trying to manipulate everyone I can for this.
All right. Well, hey man, thanks for hanging on to talk to me, Matt. I appreciate it.
No problem.
And your name's in the running for the free tickets, okay?
Well, man.
All right. Have a great day. Let's go back. Denny in Boulder County. Denny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Hey, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is an opportunity, so run with it.
I'm trying.
Does your wife like outdoorsy stuff?
Yeah, she does.
I would say either Rocky Mountain National Park, and you can get a great little cabin in the YMCA thing up there that would be very private.
That's a good idea. You know, I've had some suggestions about going to Gold Lake, which is up near in between Netherland and Estes Park there by Rocky Mountain National. Also,
how about Hot Springs?
Love Hot Springs.
Yeah, there's great golf.
I want to go to a Hot Springs where I can get naked, though.
Strawberry Park and Steamboat.
Strawberry Park and Steamboat.
7 miles.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
It's the greatest.
I've been to Orvis Hot Springs in Ridgeway. That's kind of fun.
I think Strawberry is the best.
Really?
And,
okay.
It's awesome, and it's closing optional after dark. And there's great golf up there. There's great hiking. You could tube or raft the Yampa River. And
you know what?
You know, is she going to be impressed with a fun time or you spending a lot of money?
No, she'd be impressed with the fun time. But I'm trying to make it kind of neat because it's the 10-year. It's not just, you know, like a one or two or three or four.
Well, you know that. Anyway.
All right. Strawberry Park and Steamboat. I'm going to check that out.
Listen, I think you should play the every hour. You should play Letterman's thing. And I thought it was very funny. I guess it's showing that I can be mean-spirited. I used to think of myself as a progressive, you know, nice guy, liberal. And, you know, family should be off limits, but... I'm glad to see somebody is taking the Republicans to task. And the joke was as much about Sarah. It was it was basically aimed at Sarah Palin, and you know, and the hypocrisy of you know what she claims she stands for, and you know what the family is all about.
Yeah, I think the joke was aimed at Sarah Palin and Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez as well, but you know those of us.
But I just ran through that list of, you know, some of the reasons why their outrage is a little late. I mean, their sexuality and their family's been hit on for, you know, almost 6-8 months.
Nobody was complaining much on the Republican side when the talking heads were just ripping Chelsea Clinton, you know, and the
good point.
You know, and the John Edwards stuff, you know, it shows that what goes around comes around. And you know, it's just And I agree in principle that the family should be off limit, but you know,
Barack Obama said family kids should be off limit.
You know, and
whether it be an 18-year-old or a 14-year-old.
So it's a matter of you know that hey, if you really are upset about this, then start attacking, being critical of people in your own party who are using the same you know below the belt tactics. And basically it's happening because, you know, Jay Leno is a comedian, Letterman. And I'm with you. I bring back Johnny Carson, you know. Johnny Carson I just found really, really funny.
He was overtly sexual as well, though.
Yeah, but he was, hey.
Innuendo.
It was much more innuendo.
Yeah. You know, he was the master of innuendo, yeah.
But, consider Strawberry Park and Steamboat.
I will. You know, that's a great idea. I haven't been to Steamboat in years either. Strawberry Park's great, and there's some nice places to stay up in Steamboat as well.
There's great places. So,
all right, Denny. You always add a lot to this show. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, have a great day. Let's go to Kevin in Edgewater. Kevin, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Good morning.
Wow, I finally got on. I'm a longtime listener. Never called in.
We appreciate. Wow, thank you very much. I love first timers, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about.
Don't be nervous, man. You're talking to me, man.
I know.
If I can do this, anybody can.
All right, this is great. I'll probably be parroting a lot of people.
That's fine.
But the hypocrisy thing, what this gentleman just said, was right on. You know, I think. I think Sarah Palin is definitely all about the publicity. She's more a politician that talks a lot and says nothing, you know, nothing constructive, I like to say.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I wanted to say that, you know, David Letterman, he's a late-night comic, not a newsman.
Yeah, he's not. Well, would you consider Don Imus a newsman?
What's that?
Would you consider Don Imus a newsman?
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't know if I would. I mean, yeah, I consider him, you know, would you consider Howard Stern a newsman or comedian?
Okay, yeah, no, I see where you're going with that. No, right.
I mean, he's
right.
Just a talk show host. It'd be like, you know, Jay Marvin. Would you consider him a comedian or a news guy or just a talking head?
He's a talking head.
Right.
He admits it, too. He says it, too. Yeah, okay. All right, I go with you on that. Can I say something else? Yeah,
of course. You can say whatever you want, Kevin.
David Letterman has writers, directors, producers. All these people could have caught that, you know. And I think one thing, Letterman, I don't think wanted to say a name. You know, that's why he said Sarah Palin's daughter. To actually come
Yeah, because from what I understand, it said Bristol really, Palin, not Sarah Palin's daughter. That was what was in the monologue.
Really personal, a personal attack on the daughter, I think, more if he said her name.
Right.
Yep. And then...
You got an anniversary suggestion for me, Kevin?
Here's another thing, though. No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, I do, but it's 4 hours away.
That's all right. Where's that?
But here, the apology that came from Letterman, I thought he taped it 3 hours after the show, which is taped also.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't see. I didn't watch it live last night. I was asleep before that came on.
Oh,
I imagine it was during the. I thought it was during the opening of the show.
I meant right after that show, which was when was it?
Oh, last Monday.
Yeah.
See, I don't think he came out and apologized. I think maybe it was one of those backhanded apologies, like, you know, I'm sorry if you're offended.
Yeah.
But now he's basically said it was a coarse joke. I know it was wrong. I mean, you know, what Letterman is saying now is. It was a coarse joke, a bad joke, but I never thought it was about anybody other than the older daughter. And before the show, I checked to make sure, in fact, that she is of legal age. So he went through the fact-checking process of making sure Bristol was 18, but then didn't name her in the joke. So I see how it can be taken all ways in the media.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But I do disagree that he should be fired. And that, you know, I don't think he should be fired for this. But maybe, you know, maybe the FCC needs to come up with some kind of fines for this thing. I'm about free speech, but I don't know. I don't know what you do with this. But like I said last hour, it's time to, you know, maybe start cleaning it up a little bit when we're talking on the radio.
It's blown way out of proportion, and Sarah Palin is just loving it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hey, Kevin, call us again. Don't be a first-timer and only-timer, okay?
Try checking out the Claim Jumper in Crested Butte. It's a...
That's a steak joint, right?
No, it's a bed and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast in
Crested Butte, but it'll be a four-hour ride.
That's all right.
So I'm not sure if you...
No, that's an easy ride. I'm looking for something of 4 hours or less. I don't want to go six or more.
It's a beautiful ride up there, too. I can tell you how to get there.
Yeah, over Monarch? Okay.
No, not over Monarch. You take Cottonwood Pass.
From the north end down into south to Crested Butte?
From Buena Vista, as they say it.
Buena.
From Buena Vista over, if you look on the map.
Okay.
And it'll be a beautiful ride going that way, too.
All right, excellent. Hey, man.
Only less than 4 hours, actual driving time. About 3.5.
All right, well, I'll check it out. I got some nice suggestions here, so I'm going to be Googling all day and figuring out where to take my wife.
Right,
Kevin, you're the greatest, man. Call us again. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
All right, man, take care. Let's go to Karina in Aurora. Karina, you're on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey there, John. How you doing?
I'm good. You?
Good, thanks. Love listening to you.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to say, I think you should take your wife, check on Wednesdays on, like, United Airlines and do last-minute deal. Fly her out of town just for the night.
Fly out of town?
Yeah. Go to, like, San Francisco or...
Wow. So this needs to be a big one. The 10 is a big one, isn't it, Karina?
Well, you just said it yourself.
I mean, I feel like I just can't do something normal. If I have to flip $1,000 for one night, I'm thinking I'm going to do it.
You should.
Fly out of town. I could probably go to Vegas for one night and back for under $1,000, don't you think?
Would your wife like that?
I don't know if she would like that. Vegas? Maybe not.
Maybe not Vegas.
I'm trying to think where
maybe
I could go.
Maybe more like San Diego.
I wish I had a private jet.
San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, something.
So check out United Airlines.
Yeah.
On Wednesdays is when they run those deals?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Awesome.
When's
I will
your
definitely.
Anniversary?
Our anniversary is this Friday. This Friday, and we got the babysitters. Her parents are going to pick them up from school. So as soon as I get done doing this talk show here, I'm going to get in the car and go get Stacy. And whether we head to the airport and fly somewhere, if I go down to the Broadmoor, I'm thinking the Broadmoor because it's just so classy. But man, it's hard to drop $1,000 just for a room and dinner.
Yeah,
and that doesn't include golf and or the spa.
Yeah, wouldn't you rather just go out of town to spend that much money?
Yeah, I suggested let's go camping, just her and me. She's like, nah, I want a bathtub. So I'm a simple guy, and she's pretty simple too, but I think she wants to kind of be pampered on this one.
And you should.
I will.
10 years dealing with you.
Yeah, I guess it would be pretty tough. I don't know how I've dealt with myself for 34 years. But that's another story. Karina, thanks a million for calling.
Thank
we
you.
Got your number, right?
Yes.
So you're in the running for tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. We're going to pull that name here a little bit later in the show. And if your name is picked, we'll give you a call and let you know, all right?
Thanks so much.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Karina. 9:22, going to step aside for a quick commercial break and a traffic update from Todd Parker.
Speeds on the Denver highway starting to get back to normal. We'll find some heavy pockets on I.
Valvoline is introducing the first engine guarantee up to, get this, 300,000 miles. Register before 75,000 miles right now at Valvoline.com. Then head over to Advance Auto Parts and get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $14.99. See stores or Valvoline.com for details and limitations. Valvoline's got the guarantee, Advance has the offer, and you've got no worries for a long, long time. Advance Auto Parts, that's keeping the wheels turning.
Road trips. As the weather warms up and the road beckons, trust your car's maintenance to the experts at Midas. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. When it comes to total car care, you know where to turn. Midas, we're on this road together.
These days, everyone's out to beat the iPhone, and the folks at Palm are no different with the release of their new Palm Pre. Seen by many as the first serious challenger to the iPhone, the Pre boasts one of the best multi-touch screen experiences ever, a 3-megapixel camera, and a pretty slick new operating system. On the downside, you might find the slide-out keyboard just a little too small for your big fat iThumbs. Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their study showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active.
Or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
My house is like a bad time machine. You walk into the kitchen and you're immediately sucked back into the 70s. Those ugly old cabinets are so dated looking, it's embarrassing. And don't even get me started on my bathrooms. I'd love to get new cabinets, but we just can't afford it.
If you don't think you can afford to update your kitchen, you haven't discovered Designer Surplus. We sell high-quality hardwood kitchen cabinets for less, way less. Call now for your beautiful full-color catalog. 1-800-991-1337. You'll see beautiful, solid wood, high-quality kitchen packages for under $1,000. Choose from golden oak, dark chocolate, American cherry, shaker white, and more, all at a nearby store or ship directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities, too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a Designer Surplus location near you, and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
Ooh, a little starry-eyed surprise. I do like this song. I get into it every time I see that commercial of them roller skating around. I don't know why. Like it. Thank you, Erica. Erica, thanks for your help this morning. You've been awesome. Heading back to the phones, we're talking about David Letterman, Sarah Palin, and everything in between. Would like your take on whether his apology should be accepted. He's already lost an advertiser in Embassy Suites. A group is calling for his firing, saying his comments are more egregious than those of Don Imus and what he said about the Rutgers basketball team about, what, a couple years ago. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Also want your 10-year anniversary honeymoon suggestions. Where should I take my wife, Stacy, this Friday? We're heading out, and I'm just looking for a place to go for one night. Got the babysitter all lined up, so really looking forward to just going out of the Denver. Well, you know, I've gotten a suggestion about the Queen Anne Room in downtown Denver, so that's still an option. But looking for a place to go for a nice 10-year wedding anniversary. Going back to the phones now, we'll hit Ron in Littleton. Ron, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm hanging in. How about you today?
A couple places real quick you want to take your wife out for.
Yes, sir.
And it's
I want to stay somewhere, and I'm looking for good food, too.
It'll be very casual. Number one, southwest of Buena Vista, Mount Princeton Hot Springs.
Can you get naked there?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But maybe there's some hot springs, you know, that are way off, you know, in the woods and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you can also, you know, take a side trip further up the road and go see that quasi-ghost town of St. Elmo.
Yeah, I've been there. That's pretty neat.
Okay. The other one is up in near Granby, just west of Granby, on the way up Willow Creek Pass. See Lazy U Dude Ranch.
See Lazy U Dude Ranch.
Yeah.
And you say it's in Grand County?
Yeah. Just west of Granby.
West of Granby.
You take US 40, then you take the state highway that goes north toward Willow Creek Pass and Walden.
Right.
Okay, and the last one, and it's right in Colorado Springs and Manitou, and they've done a lot of work on it, and they claim that all sorts of famous people stayed there. It's a great bed and breakfast, and they like to pamper the women.
What's it called?
The Cliff House.
Yeah, I got that suggestion earlier.
Oh, okay.
I've got a few of those, so maybe that's one I should check out.
Yeah, check out the Cliff House in Manitou.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Ron, later. Thanks a million, brother.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Mary and Aurora, you're on AM760. Thanks for calling in, Mary. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good.
You
thanks
know,
for calling.
This thing with David Letterman and Sarah Palin.
Mm-hmm.
I think David was way off. He should leave the kids alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's the biggest hypocrite in the world. He had a baby out of wedlock. Everybody seems to have forgotten it.
He sure did.
And he is, what, pushing 65?
How old is his kid? About 2 or 3 or 4?
Yes. And he didn't legitimize that little boy until just about a year ago. So I think David should really just butt out of the Sarah's kids. She's open. You know, you can say what you want about Sarah because she's out there. She's a politician. I think the children should be left alone.
All right, so
thank
you agree.
You, John.
Hey, thank you, Mary. You got any suggestions for my anniversary?
I think the Broadmoor would be great.
The Broadmoor be good? Sack
yes.
up and make it happen? Is that not the nicest resort place to stay in Colorado?
Pardon me?
From what I hear, it's the nicest place to stay in Colorado.
I think so.
The service is world class.
I don't think you could go wrong.
Right. And I hear the Penrose Room is unbelievable. I've never stepped foot in there.
Even though it's going to cost a little bit, okay.
It's $706 for the room and dinner at the Penrose.
Cool.
But I want to spar up too and play a round of golf.
Well,
it's another $230 for a round of golf, and then who knows how much for the spa.
Well, you know, after 10 years, you both deserve it.
Yeah, you know, I've been saving a little too this year for it too, so to make it special.
Good.
All right.
Great.
You're the greatest. Hey, thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Stephanie in Denver, you're on AM760. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hi, John.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing?
What are you doing? I was just looking up some 10th wedding anniversary ideas and the symbols and stuff.
I got nothing so far, Stephanie. I don't have a gift. I don't have a place for us to stay yet.
It says here that tin or aluminum is the symbol for it. It says the pliability of tin and aluminum is a symbol of how successful marriage needs to be, flexible and durable, and how it can be bent without being broken.
Yeah.
So tin and aluminum. And it says that diamond jewelry is good for the 10-year anniversary, and that the color is silver or blue, and that daffodils are.
Yeah, I'm going to get some daffodils.
Yes, the daffodils are for cheerfulness and happiness.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know my wife, don't you, Stephanie?
Yes, I do.
Does she deserve something big this year?
Yes, she does, and you do too, after the year you've had.
Yeah, we've had a really rough year. And, yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, I love the Broadmoor. I mean, I've stayed down there quite a bit. I mean, it is first class. I mean, you feel like a king and a queen and stuff. But I also know you guys, so I don't know. I mean, I think if you guys
Donald and Ivanka Trump, right?
You what?
We're no Donald and Ivanka Trump.
No. No.
I mean, I'd be happy just getting into my van and heading up 285 and finding a cool place to camp.
Yeah,
but I don't think that should be our 10-year, maybe the 11-year.
Well, and you guys could, I mean, you guys could go up to Steamboat and stuff, too. I was hearing you talk about that and, you know, Strawberry Fields and...
Yeah,
and,
Strawberry Park. I've heard great things about that.
And the Steamboat, they have, the Steamboat, there's a very beautiful, nice hotel up in Steamboat.
Yeah, I want to say it's a Hilton.
I don't think it was that. I think it was a Steamboat Inn. I don't remember what it was, but she got married there a couple years ago, and it was just gorgeous, right on the mountain, and they have these beautiful balconies and stuff, and you can take, like, the gondola up to the top of the ski hill and mountain bike down, and, you know, I mean, I think you guys would love that, and I'm sure that they have a spa there, and I know that they have massage places, and they have this wonderful crystal shop, and it's just, I think you guys would have a wonderful time up there, so...
And this, where was this one, Stephanie? The Strawberry Steamboat?
Yeah, the Steamboat. And then I'll look up.
Well, if you can look it up, try to find it, shoot me a message.
I think it's the Steamboat Resort, but I will look it up and shoot you an email.
All right, you're awesome. You know your name's in the running now as well.
Yay!
Okay?
All right, talk to you.
Have a great one.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
We're going to step aside again. I'm late for another break, but when I come back, I'm going to talk to all you. William, Sue, and Bill, please hang on. I want to hear all your anniversary suggestions and your take on David Letterman and Sarah Palin. But first, let's take a look at traffic with Todd Parker.
Speeds on the Denver Highway starting to get back to normal. We'll find some heavy pockets on I-25 right around Alameda, as well as on 36 near Interlaken. That's a scene of an earlier crash. We do have a surface street accident in the works, 4th and Broadway. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy day. Chance of showers most likely afternoon, and a warm one, though, with a high of around 81 degrees. Currently, we're at 66. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride, move your ride. Help to keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean. Move your car on your street sweeping day to keep the Mile High City clean, and you won't get a ticket. Visit keepitcleandenver.org to sign up for a free e-minder or text, or call 311 for free calendar stickers.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Tuesday, June 10th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. That's Tuesday, June 10th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. RSVP at solarips.com/washpark.
Below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
Results may vary. Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
This is not your father's economy. The old standards of working one job and putting money away towards retirement no longer apply. Today, success or failure depends on your financial IQ. You need to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop in the Denver area today through Thursday, June 18th. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this 90-minute event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset. You may not want to diversify. You may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds. Saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Education training in the Denver area today through Thursday, June 18th. Reserve your place now at richdadeducation.com or call 800-939-1778. That's 800-939-1778. Register now and receive a free gift just for attending. 800-939-1778.
Right now, the Home Depot has a special buy on a Ryobi 10-inch miter saw or 10-inch table saw, your choice for just $99. You save $15, but you're just scratching the surface. Take on a woodworking project yourself and you'll save another bundle thanks to that Ryobi 10-inch miter saw or 10-inch table saw you got for only $99. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only through June 25th while supplies last. See store for details.
Hi, this is William Bronchick, host of the Real Estate Expert Show. The real estate market is in the tank. The government is bailing out banks and homeowners, and at the same time, savvy investors are quietly buying up properties and getting wealthy. Learn how each Saturday at 9 a.m. here on AM 760.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-884-6209. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-884-6209. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-884-6209. Again, 1-800-884-6209.
John Turkin for J. Marvin here, 9:37 in the morning. This comes in via instant message. Again, David Letterman isn't on the World Abstinence Tour, just Bristol. Not hypocrisy that he's making fun of her having a kid out of wedlock when Bristol is pushing abstinence only. Thank you, Greg, for that instant message. Full line's going to go back to the phones here. Sue on a cell, you're on AM 760. Thanks for calling, Sue.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, I'm just wondering, does Stacey have a sense of humor?
She's very funny.
Well, I think that you should take her to Blackhawk.
Blackhawk?
Your anniversary. Isn't that where you went with your mother and Mother's Day?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be funny? Hey, you want to go? You're awesome, Sue. That is funny. Hey,
well,
honey,
you
know. I want to go gambling. You want to go with me for our anniversary?
I'd love to go. Would you go?
Yeah. Did you hear what I said earlier in the show about Father's Day? You know, I told her yesterday, I said, Father's Day's coming up on Sunday. If you want to go hang out with your dad and do whatever you want all day long, that's cool. I'll stay at home with the kids and be dad and watch the U.S. Open. See, I don't, you know, Father's Day is, I'm not Stacy's dad. She doesn't need to do anything for me on Father's Day.
But she made you a father.
She did. Well, yeah, she did.
So there you go. You made her a mother. I think it's only fair.
Awesome anniversary idea. You have any place you'd suggest I go stay? You know, obviously, I can't stay in Blackhawk. Well, they do have hotels, but.
Well, I really go to Deadwood to gamble, so.
Deadwood's awesome. Love South Dakota. Love the Black Hills.
That would be a good place to go. And also with the Sarah Palin thing, I'm one of those dumb as a fence post conservatives that everybody loves to hate on your show. And I don't think it'd be funny if it was Michelle and her daughters either, so I just think that should be off limits, I think. So that's just me.
All right, I'm with you. Hey, thanks so much, Sue. You're the best. Call me again this week, okay?
Well, all righty. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go to William in Boulder. William, you're on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jerk, what's happening, bro?
Oh, just chilling, man. How are you?
Not much. Just I'm enjoying the last couple of days. I enjoy the show every day.
Thank you.
But you're better than all the rest of them.
Oh, come on.
Okay, I want to say I give a shout out to Steve.
Checks in the mail, William.
What?
Checks in the mail.
Okay, sounds good to me. I want to say a shout out to Stacy for putting up with you for 10 years.
Yes, exactly. I love you, Stacy.
Of course, I got to say she got a good man, too.
Thank you.
Okay, my quick comment about Imus and Letterman. Imus made derogatory comments about innocent girls. Letterman made a joke about not such an innocent girl. Now, saying that, I still say that we shouldn't be putting children up there for humor and stuff like that, children of politicians or whatever. They should be kind of left, you know. Alone.
Yeah, leave kids alone, as Barack Obama said.
Exactly. Okay, my idea for you, where you know, you won't be able to go because you got to put your reservations in months ahead of time. But for future reference, you ever go to the Grand Canyon?
I haven't been down in that region in a while.
Okay, well, there's a south side and a north side. The south side gets 90% of the people. The north side gets about 10% of the people. There's one large hotel that sits right on the edge of the canyon. It looks like a castle. It's the most beautiful place you've ever seen, and they've got the best breakfast in the morning.
Is that right?
I can't think of the name.
North Rim of the Grand Canyon.
North Rim of the Grand Canyon. It's the only.
You know what? I think I know what you're talking about. Isn't that where? You know, remember the movie National Lampoon's Vacation?
Yeah.
Where they stop there?
No, that was.
And he's trying to get cash.
Well, now maybe that was.
And he's trying to get cash at that hotel.
Yeah,
you're and they
right.
wouldn't. And then he reaches his hand in the cash register and pulls it out. And the kids are all out there for a picture moment, and he's like. Make a quick one. And they head in the car and take off. I think that's it, because that was on the north rim of where they were at.
Were they? Okay, I didn't recall that, but that they were, which rim they were on. But, okay, that was the hotel, yeah, because there's only one. The nicest thing is they got a big balcony, and it overlooks the entire canyon. So you get done with your breakfast, you go out there and you have a coffee or you drink in the
awesome.
Afternoon. And it's just a great place to hang out all day. I guarantee it.
Well, that's kind of a drive. I only got a day, and I only got
basically
2 days.
I'm looking for you for future reference.
Yeah, maybe 15 or you know, I need to go down there. I also love Canyonlands a lot too. I'd like to take a week and just cruise around all over southeastern Utah.
That's all I
in northern Arizona.
You know that every summer.
Yeah, man.
Utah,
love Canyonlands. Make sure you check out Goblin Valley in the Maze. Okay.
I've got that information. So
Goblin Valley is one of the neatest places you'll ever see on Earth.
I've heard tell that. Yeah.
All right.
In the Maze. Yeah.
Yep. Gotta love it.
All of it.
All right, William, thanks for the suggestions, man. You're the greatest.
You are too, bro.
All right. We'll talk. I love you too. Call me soon.
Well,
see you,
later.
Buddy. Let's go back to the phones. Got full lines here, 303-713-7600. Got about 15 minutes left. Harry in Boulder, thanks for calling the show.
Hello, Joan. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. I just like to say I'm a first-time caller, an English resident in Colorado, and we loved finding you and the station. It's a great station to listen to. Thank you.
Thank you, Harry. Thank you for calling in, man. I appreciate that. That means a lot.
Yeah. Did you call me Harry?
Yeah. What's your name?
It's Terry.
Harry.
Terry. Terry with a T. T for Tommy.
Oh, with
Terry.
A carry.
Terry.
Terry with a T.
Terry with a T.
I'm sorry. My call screener said Terry. So I apologize, Terry.
Okay.
All right.
John, I'm just getting back to you with some information about where to take your darling wife for an anniversary. And I actually live in Estes Park, and I have a mountain retreat and lodge. And if I had room, then I'd put you up for free. But we're full this weekend.
You're full this weekend.
I would recommend Tahara Mountain Lodge.
Recommend Tahara.
Tahara.
T A H A R A.
It's double A at the end.
Double A at the end. Tahara Mountain Lodge.
Beautiful place, romantic rooms, hot tub, lovely people run it. And then for an evening meal, then I recommend Mama Rose's.
Mama Rose's?
In downtown Estes.
Okay. No, I know there's a ton of good restaurants, but I've never eaten in Estes.
Yeah. So, Mama Rose's, great Italian food, homemade pasta. It's a beautiful place.
All right, where's a good place to get a steak, though, there, too?
To get a steak, then Hunter's Chop House is a good place to have a steak.
Hunter's Chop House.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you do come to Estes, then my wife has a massage therapy center, and she'll give your wife a free massage too.
Hey, do you mind hanging on a minute? And when I put you on hold, my producer's going to grab a phone number from you. I think she may already have one, but I just want to make sure we have it. Okay.
I can do that, John.
Hey, Terry, thanks a million. I'm going to look you up on that because I think we may be leaning towards Estes Park now.
Good. That's good to hear. It's one of the most beautiful, inspirational places in the world.
I haven't been in Estes Park since 1992, so it's been a long, long time.
Well, it's ready and waiting for you, John.
All right. Terry, you're the greatest, man. I'm going to be in touch with you regardless, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Hold on, brother. Back to the phones. Bill in Longmont, you're on AM 760. Bill, thanks for calling in.
John, happy anniversary.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I agree with Greg's comment about Mary's call back there. Letterman hasn't wrapped himself as a paragon of morality.
Right.
So there's no hypocrisy there. Palin has. And have you ever watched Olbermann where they put, where every time he mentions Limbaugh, they put the little bouncy icon down in the corner?
Uh-huh.
Watermark. Whenever you mention Palin's family, you ought to play the theme from Deliverance in the background. As far as my, I was going to give you one. I think I like Terry's idea better. I love.
Well, and they offered my wife a free massage.
Oh, yeah, I know. That could salt it away for you. Gold Lake, I think, does have clothing optional pools. And
Gold Lake does? Okay, I've gotten a ton of suggestions from them so far.
But then what I think I would do, and this is one of my favorite things to do, go up to Keystone. Get a condo and the River Run area.
Yeah, it's pretty there.
Where you have a hot tub in your room. And, you know, it's built in there. It's gorgeous, and you have a view of the mountains. And then for probably the most romantic, spectacular dining experience in the whole state, go up to the fondue place at the top of North Peak. You have to ride one gondola up to the top of Keystone Mountain, mm-hmm. and then you ride another gondola from the top of Keystone Mountain over to the top of North Peak. That ride itself is just spectacular. Then when you get up there, there's two restaurants on top of North Peak. There's the Alpenstube, which is a German place, but then my favorite, the Fondue Schussel, where you get this multi-course fondue meal with a view, and you're up like 11,500 feet or something like that, and the view is unsurpassed in the world as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's definitely an option, too. That's not too far. And I got to stay up in Keystone, hit the river. It was actually just there on Keystone Lake, so I wasn't on the river run.
Right.
But Keystone's awesome. There are some really good dining options there as well.
But that,
and
I've never done
fondue before in my life either.
Oh, that's a
I'm 34 and have never done fondue. Am I a loser?
No, not at all.
I've been meaning to go to that place there on Santa Fe and Littleton Boulevard for a long time, the Melting Pot, but haven't made it happen.
Oh, yeah, that's a chain. There's one in Louisville, too, that we go to. Or
I have a good friend that works there.
That's a good place. But, yeah, that's fun to do, cook the fondue at the table, but the view and the ride up there and back on the gondola is just unsurpassed in the world.
All right. Hey, Bill, thanks a lot for the suggestions,
man.
Thanks for calling. Call me again this week, okay?
I will. All right.
All right. Going to go to Steve in Denver. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for calling in. You with me? Hey.
Good, Katie. How's it going?
I'm good. You?
Oh, hanging in there. Hey, listen, I got a feeling you're going to stay at home watching using your TiVo for your anniversary.
You think so? Yeah, or with my luck, my car will break down is once I get out of the cul-de-sac.
Well, listen, I do have a little bit of advice. I just went through an anniversary, and get a negligee would be good. Get the right size one, though. That I messed up on.
And always buy one size that would be too small instead of too large.
Well, I did that, and we went out to Vegas, and I fell in love with the slot machine. So,
did you slip the 90 on her right there?
She said she'd be up in the room, and I fell in love with the slot machine, so... my wife was not happy with me.
I'm sure.
Then we went to a steakhouse there, and I'm not a high roller. I'm kind of where you're at, and never been to a fondue place. I go to a steakhouse. Our bill was over $500.
Is that right?
Yes. Have you ever been to a restaurant like that?
No, I haven't, but I assume the Penrose room can get that pricey.
When they start giving you the wine menu... when the maitre d' comes out, you're in trouble.
Yeah, when a cube of butter costs you $5, or like a little stick of butter costs you $5.
A scoop of scalloped potatoes, $63.
Right. A side of scalloped potatoes for $63.
Hey,
they better be good scallops.
I'm really proud of you. You know I've been your hero for a long
time. No, man, Steve, you've been calling into the show for a long time, so I thank you for calling in and talking to me.
No, you're my hero. I said you're my hero.
Oh, come on, man.
Yes, you are. I'm glad to see that you made, you're doing a great job.
I'm having fun doing this, and we'll see how the next three days go.
All right, sir.
All right, Steve, have a great day. Let's go to Sandra in Longmont. Sandra, you're on AM760. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, you?
Good. Look, Friday's my 10th anniversary as well.
It is?
Yep, and it sounds like you guys are a lot like my husband and myself, and Strawberry Park's the way to go.
Is Strawberry Park the way to go?
Yep, you got to go.
I want to do that.
Best place to get naked in the world.
Is it? I've heard that.
Yep.
Have you ever been to Orvis Hot Springs, Sandra?
No, I haven't.
You need to check that out sometime.
Where
down in Ridgeway, just north of Uray there by, Montrose.
Oh, okay.
But
awesome.
It's called Orvis, O-R-V-I-S.
O-R-V-I-S.
So you say go. You know what the difference between naked and naked is, don't you?
What?
Naked is when you're naked. Naked is when you're naked and you're up to no good. You like
that's
that?
That's funny. Yep, that's funny. Hey, he's taking me to Denver because we don't really go to Denver that much.
Where are you staying?
The Sheraton on the 16th Street Mall, I believe.
I stayed there for a wedding a couple weeks ago.
Where should we eat?
I'm telling you, oh, man, where should you eat? Go over to the Brown Palace, which is just a walk away.
Oh, okay.
And eat at the Brown Palace. I'm trying to think of the name of the restaurant in there, but the Brown Palace is awesome.
I've been there forever.
Yeah, go check out the Brown Palace.
Okay, that sounds like a good suggestion.
All right, Sandra.
Happy anniversary.
Hey, thank you so much. Same to you, okay? Enjoy your weekend. Let's step aside and take a quick break. I got a couple callers hanging on. Robert, Jackie, don't go anywhere. I want to get you on the other side of this break. And anybody else who gets in here, 303-713-7600. Here's traffic. Todd Parker.
Southbound I-25, busy downtown, but not slow. We're also seeing some leftover heavy pockets on both 270 as well as on 36. Those slowdowns on the Boulder-bound side of 36 right around McCaslin related to an earlier accident off those main roads. They've cleaned up that wreck. 4th and Broadway. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 80, 81 degrees today. It's going to be cloudy throughout. Chance of showers later on. Currently, we're at 67 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't get ripped off when you sell your gold. Get 40% more every day at Fast Cash Gold Centers. At Fast Cash, they shop the competition and pay you 40% more for your gold. Call for an instant quote before you sell or visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Road trips. As the weather warms up and the road beckons, trust your car's maintenance to the experts at Midas. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. When it comes to total car care, you know where to turn. Midas. We're on this road together.
The Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything in the store, except gift cards and shoes, is half off the regular price. That's all suits, sport coats, dress pants, even business express suit separates, half off. The sale is Tuesday only, and we're opening early at 8 and staying late. Just in time for Father's Day. All golf shirts, plus all sport shirts, khakis, and shorts, half off. Even every dress shirt and silk tie, half off. Quite simply, everything but gift cards and shoes is half off for one day only. The Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything, everything in the store, half off. Tuesday only.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at the Emmy Awards. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-9821. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-9821. 1-800-300-9821.
Full lines and limited time. Let's head back to him. Robert in Nashville, you're on AM 760. Good morning, Robert. Robert.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got Keith in Clear Creek. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button.
That's
Robert,
right.
Hang on. I'm coming to you.
That's fine.
Keith, what's up?
I just wonder what's that hotel chain that's boycotting Letterman.
It's Embassy Suites.
Well, you don't want to stay at any of their properties, do you? And I also had a question. I think Mike Rosen down the hall advertises for the Cliff Palace.
The Cliff House in Manitou?
Yeah.
You think if I go over and ask him for if to give me a media rate, they might...
Maybe he's got trade that he's got to burn up down there.
I'll go ask him. I think I know what the answer will be, Keith.
You know, I think it's a nice close location.
I'd
hate to see you, you know, spend your entire weekend
driving. You know, I don't mind driving though with my wife and listening to music and hanging out and holding hands.
John, have a wonderful time,
Keith,
you guys.
You're awesome, man. Call me again this week, okay?
Bye-bye.
See you, buddy. Robert in Nashville, welcome to the show.
Derek, what's up?
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good. You?
I'm adjusting to life in Tennessee, buddy.
Good. That's awesome, man. How is the Nash?
It is hot and steamy.
I'm sure.
Unlike my beloved Colorado.
Yep. So what do you think, Robert? Where should I go for the anniversary?
Where should you go?
Yeah. Or what did you want to say?
How far do you want to go?
Just a couple hours, 2-4 hours.
How about return to the old Grand Lake Lodge?
Grand Lake Lodge would be sweet. Last time I was there was when Stacy told me she was pregnant with number 3.
And you dropped a plate of food on the ground.
I dropped a plate of food and then knocked myself unconscious. Don't know if I want to bring up those memories. Robert, hey, good stuff, man. Enjoy Nashville.
I think I'm going to. It looks like a really good place, especially where I'm working out in the sticks. It looks like a really good place to set up a dentist office because people are missing a lot of teeth out here.
Stop. All right, buddy. I got to run. I got to get a couple more in, okay?
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks. Let's go to Jackie and Greeley. Jackie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Good. You know, I just want to say wherever you go, it doesn't matter, but what would be really romantic if you kind of redo your first date. You know, of course, if it wasn't a disaster, but whatever you did on your first date, maybe the first time you met, I think no matter where you go, just try to redo that.
You know what happened? How that happened? She broke her bra in class, in science class, and she was a sophomore. I was a junior. She needed to go home to fix her bra. I took her home to get her bra, and then we went to like Orange Julius. So maybe an Orange Julius trip is in order.
Or maybe take her to Seoul at Cherry Creek, which is an awesome lingerie shop.
That's a good idea. I need to get some laundry. I'm going shopping today, too. Jackie, awesome call. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Have a great one. Elaine on a cell. You're on AM 760. I got about a minute.
Okay. Today is my 41st anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Elaine.
Well, thank you. And I think you should go to the Sun and Alpen Vale.
Sun and Alpen Vale? That is a nice resort. They have a golf course there as well.
Yeah, and they have a very nice spa.
Do they?
Sun and
Alpen. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Awesome. Elaine, thank you for calling.
Sure.
All right. Have a great one. Got time for one more. Kevin, make it fast. Kevin, you're on AM 760.
Hey, this is Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to mention, put another plug in for the Strawberry Hot Springs.
Strawberry Park is the way to do it, huh?
Great place up there. And the other thing you might check out, Crested Butte. I know a previous caller mentioned that. I'm not sure when they have the Wildflower Festival, but I'm thinking it might be coming up sometime soon.
Okay.
Might be a good place to go.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Crested Butte. Yeah, I think I'm thinking Strawberry Park, man. Steamboat sounding good, better every minute.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Kevin. You're in our listing right now. I do have. Looks like we have about 42 phone calls this morning, right, Erica? And I have 42 numbers in my hat, and I'm going to pick out a number, and Erica has the list. And I swear on my wife, Stacy, that this is totally legitimate.
We are doing this very fair.
Okay?
Yes.
And I'm going to pick a number out of my hat. This is the number I'm pulling out of 42 calls today. Thanks for all your calls, everybody. I'm going to go with number 40. Gets it today.
All right, let me look at my list here. Go through the names. Where is 40? 40 is Jackie.
Jackie,
you are
our winner, okay? So circle that name for me, number, and I'll be having our promotions department call you. Jackie, you're going to the Mile High Music Festival on Sunday, July 19th at Dick's Sporting Good Fields. I will be back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Coming up next, Ed Schultz here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Right now, the Home Depot has a special buy on a Ryobi 10-inch miter saw or 10-inch table saw, your choice for just $99. You save $15, but you're just scratching the surface. Take on a woodworking project yourself and you'll save another bundle thanks to that Ryobi 10-inch miter saw or 10-inch table saw you got for only $99.